spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a ton to get to today. We will get to the Democratic reaction to AOC's idiotic Green New Deal. We'll also get to the mailbag. We begin today, however, with Jeff Bezos going after the National Enquirer. The big news of yesterday is that Jeff Bezos went to war with the National Enquirer. Now, to be perfectly accurate, the National Enquirer first went to war with Jeff Bezos. Now, you'll recall that Jeff Bezos is the owner of both Amazon and the Washington Post, and he has been in a running gun battle with President Trump for legitimately 3-4 years now over President Trump's politics, President Trump's belief that the Washington Post is a smear machine against him. And so President Trump has reveled in all of the allegations about Jeff Bezos and all of the new information that Bezos was cheating on his wife with his next door neighbor. And now they're going to get a divorce and his wife is going to walk away with $170 billion or something. Well, now it turns out that the National Enquirer was trying to blackmail Bezos. They had obtained photos and text messages of Bezos's crotch, basically. And then they went to Bezos and they said, "We'd like for you to stop using the Washington Post to investigate us, or these photos might unfortunately leak." Well, Bezos then just basically said, "All right, well, if you want to play this game, here we go." And he just unzipped and put everything on the table. So yesterday, in a very long post for Medium.com, he wrote, "No thank you, Mr. Pecker." There is something unbelievable about the fact that the owner of the National Enquirer is named Pecker, which led to the headline in the New York Post as well as the Huffington Post today, "Bezos Exposes Pecker," which is a fantastic, fantastic headline. Here is what Jeff Bezos posted. He said, "So first of all, just word to the wise, don't blackmail a guy worth $170 billion who also has the capacity to create two-day delivery for anything, right, and has drones, like squads of drones that work for him. It's just going to go very poorly." By the way, it turns out the main distributor for the National Enquirer, owned by Amazon.com. Okay, so here is what he says, Bezos. "Something unusual happened to me yesterday. Actually, for me, it wasn't just unusual, it was a first. I was made an offer I couldn't refuse, or at least that's what the top people at the National Enquirer thought. I'm glad they thought that, because it emboldened them to put it all in writing. Rather than capitulate to extortion and blackmail, I've decided to publish exactly what they sent me, despite the personal cost and embarrassment they threatened. AMI, the owner of the National Enquirer, led by David Pecker, recently entered into an immunity deal with the Department of Justice related to their role in the so-called catch-and-kill process on behalf of President Trump and his election campaign. Mr. Pecker and his company have also been investigated for various actions they've taken on behalf of the Saudi government. And sometimes Mr. Pecker mixes it all together. After Mr. Trump became president, he rewarded Mr. Pecker's loyalty with a White House dinner to which the media executive brought a guest with important ties to the royals in Saudi Arabia. At the time, Mr. Pecker was pursuing business there while also hunting for financing for acquisitions." That is from an article from, I believe, the Washington Post. "Federal investigators and legitimate media have, of course, suspected and proved that Mr. Pecker has used the Enquirer and AMI for political reasons. And yet AMI keeps claiming otherwise. American media emphatically rejects any assertion that its reporting was instigated, dictated, or influenced in any manner by external forces, political or otherwise." Of course, legitimate media have been challenging this assertion for a long time. And then he has a list of sources. He says, "I didn't know much about most of that a few weeks ago when intimate text messages from me were published in the National Enquirer. I engaged investigators to learn how those texts were obtained and to determine the motives for the many unusual actions taken by the Enquirer. As it turns out, there are now several independent investigations looking into this matter. To lead my investigation, I retained Gavin DeBecker. I've known Mr. DeBecker for 20 years. His expertise in this arena is excellent, and he's one of the smartest and most capable leaders I know. I asked him to prioritize protecting my time, since I have other things I prefer to work on, and to proceed with whatever budget he needed to pursue the facts in this matter. Perks of being a billionaire. Here's a piece of context. My ownership of the Washington Post is a complexifier for me. It's unavoidable that certain powerful people who experience Washington Post news coverage will wrongly conclude I am their enemy. President Trump is one of those people, obvious by his many tweets. Also, the Post's essential and unrelenting coverage of the murder of its columnist Jamal Khashoggi is undoubtedly unpopular in certain circles. Back to the story. Several days ago, an AMI leader advised us that Mr. Pecker is apoplectic about our investigation. For reasons still to be better understood, the Saudi angle seems to hit a particularly sensitive nerve. A few days after hearing about Mr. Pecker's apoplexy, we were approached verbally at first with an offer. They said they had more of my text messages and photos that they would publish if we didn't stop our investigation. My lawyers argued that AMI has no right to publish photos, since any person holds the copyright to their own photos, and since the photos in themselves don't add anything newsworthy. That is the case, by the way, that Peter Thiel and Hulk Hogan made against Gawker, and basically it bankrupted Gawker. AMI's claim of newsworthiness is that the photos are necessary to show Amazon shareholders that my business judgment is terrible. I founded Amazon in my garage 24 years ago and drove all the packages to the post office myself. Today, Amazon employs more than 600,000 people. I will let those results speak for themselves. Okay, back to their threat to publish intimate photos of me. I guess me, my lawyers, and Gavin DeBecker, didn't react to the generalized threat with enough fear, so they sent this. And then the chief content officer, he pasted an email from the chief content officer of AMI to the litigation counsel for DeBecker about Jeff Bezos. And it says, Marty, I am leaving the office for the night. However, in the interest of expediting this situation, and with the Washington Post poised to publish unsubstantiated rumors of the Washington Inquirer's initial report, I wanted to describe to you the photos obtained during your news gathering. In addition to the below-the-belt selfie, otherwise colloquially known as a bleep pic, the Inquirer obtained a further 9 images, and then they described the images, including images from Bezos to his lover, whose name is Sanchez, and pictures of his crotch and all the rest. Bezos says, that got my attention, but not in the way they likely hoped. Any personal embarrassment AMI could cause me takes a back seat because there's a much more important matter involved here. If in my position I can't stand up to this kind of extortion, how many people can? On that point, numerous people have contacted our investigation team about their similar experiences with AMI and how they needed to capitulate because, for example, their livelihoods were at stake. In the AMI letters I'm making public, you will see the precise details of their extortionate proposal. They will publish the personal photos unless Gavin DeBecker and I make the specific false public statement to the press that we have no knowledge or basis for suggesting that AMI's coverage was politically motivated or influenced by political forces. If we do not agree to affirmatively publicize that specific lie, they'll say they'll publish the photos and quickly, and there's an associated threat. They'll keep the photos on hand and publish them in the future if we ever deviate from the lie. Be assured, no real journalists ever propose anything like what is happening here. I will not report embarrassing information about you if you do X for me. And if you don't do X quickly, I will report the embarrassing information. Nothing I might write here could tell the National Enquirer's story as eloquently as their own words below. And then he just dumps out all of their emails. So, here is why this is relevant. Number one, AMI was being used as a go-between by President Trump during the campaign to pay off various women. And that obviously has been reported on. The dot that has yet to be connected, and the one the media are jumping on here, is the suggestion that President Trump both hates the Washington Post and used AMI as a go-between. So maybe the reason that AMI was going after Bezos is because Bezos was going after Trump. So basically, AMI was afraid that Bezos was going to discover some sort of corrupt relationship between the Saudi government and AMI on the one hand, and the Saudi government and the Trump administration on the other, and this corrupt triangle colluded together to go after Jeff Bezos, and then AMI tried to blackmail Bezos. To that notion, apparently DeBecker has now been telling reporters that he thinks that Bezos' text message were actually obtained maybe by a government source, meaning that the phone wasn't hacked. Instead, government data gathering allowed the Trump administration to grab these text messages and then hand them off to AMI. Obviously, if that's true, Trump gets impeached, right? I mean, if that's true, then it's the end of the road for the Trump administration using government resources in order to grab the text messages of your political opposition in the reportorial field. And then blackmail, that would be the end of the line for president. I mean, forget about impeachment. He'd go to jail, right? I mean, that's an actual crime for a variety of reasons. But beyond that, they're trying to now connect dots that have not yet been connected. Nobody really understands why AMI was going after Bezos. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Trump going after Bezos makes sense in the sense that Trump doesn't like Bezos. But the idea that AMI was blackmailing Bezos to stop reporting about their connection with the Saudi government, were they doing that on their own? If they were doing it on their own, it just demonstrates what we've already known, which is that AMI is basically just a payoff organization and is used by various rich people in order to shut down stories they don't like. Also, they blackmail people, right? This is pretty well known. All of this is going to come out. We're going to find all of this out because remember that David Pecker and AMI are currently in a plea arrangement with the Southern District of New York, the U.S. District Attorney for the Southern District of New York. They are in a plea arrangement by which they are obligated to cooperate with the Southern District of New York. So if you think that all of this is going to stay secret, it is not. I will say this, all credit to Bezos, really. Like, I'm a fan of Amazon. I think it's a great company. I was one of the first subscribers to Amazon Prime. I've been a member of Amazon since like 1998. But putting aside my own business interest in this, journalists blackmailing people, people blackmailing people generally, is really disgusting. And trying to suggest that you're going to reveal personal information about someone unless they do what you want is not only a violation of law, it is a breach of basic human decency. So good for Bezos. I mean, the man can't afford to do it. And honestly, what does he have to lose at this point? Like, people are going to see his junk? What does he care? He's the richest man on planet Earth. So what? I assume that he has the same junk everybody else does, and he's feeling the same way. So honestly, good for Bezos. Good for Bezos. Should personal issues be used by purportedly journalistic organizations to blackmail you? The answer, of course, is no. So good for Bezos for exposing that. All right. In a second, I want to get to the botched rollout of the Green New Deal by the Democrats because it is pretty wonderful. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, 5 years ago, I had a talk show on a station up in Seattle. At that time, I met a little company called Timeshare Exit Team. They enlightened me on how bad these timeshare contracts are. The majority of them last forever, even when you die. The average yearly maintenance fee is over $1,000 and increasing. That's whether or not you can actually use your timeshare. And it's easy to get stuck in one of these. You know, you go on a vacation and they tell you that if you listen to a timeshare presentation, then you get a free parasailing lesson or something. And so you listen to it and they do a great job of selling it and then you're stuck. Well, this is why Timeshare Exit Team was created, to help people who were stuck in their timeshare and could not get out. That's something I could get behind. I began endorsing them, and 5 years later, they have successfully exited. Well over 16,000 timeshare owners, they are exiting more and more every year from this absolutely terrible product. If you own a timeshare and you want out, if you've tried selling it and you can't, if you've tried giving it back to the resort and you can't, call Timeshare Exit Team. It's a process, but they are with you every step of the way. They will get you out of your timeshare, or they'll give you a complete refund. Call 844-925-EXIT for a free consultation. That is 844-925-EXIT or timeshareexitteam.com. Again, 844-925-EXIT, timeshareexitteam.com. Final note on the AMI saga. So AMI has now announced that they are going to do an investigation of themselves. So OJ is going to search for the real killer. That is very exciting stuff from AMI. Obviously, it means nothing, but there are other shoes that are going to drop here. Here's the statement American media made in response to Jeff Bezos. They said, American media believes fervently that it acted lawfully in the reporting of the story of Mr. Bezos. Further, at the time of the recent allegations made by Mr. Bezos, it was in good faith negotiations to resolve all matters with him. Nonetheless, in light of the nature of the allegations published by Mr. Bezos, the board has convened and determined that it should promptly and thoroughly investigate the claims. Upon completion of that investigation, the board will take whatever appropriate action is necessary. Okay, he's not making claims. He literally took your emails and published them. That's the whole thing. That's not a claim. That's evidence. So, AMI has got some serious troubles of its own. More on that in just a second, but first, let's talk about your car. When it comes to costly car repairs, you do need options. Instead, you're often stuck bargain hunting for the best deal because who can really afford to fork over $1,000 for a repair? You can't put a price on your family's safety and security on the road, which is why I have extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair incredibly easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or dealership do the work. It is indeed your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, that doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they are ready to help you right now. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection the same way I did. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention promo code Shapiro, or visit carshield.com, and use promo code Shapiro to save 10%. That is carshield.com, promo code Shapiro, or call 800-CAR-6100, mention promo code Shapiro. A deductible may apply. That's carshield.com, promo code Shapiro, or call 800-CAR-6100 and mention promo code Shapiro. That's carshield.com. Coming up, as you will recall, AOC has now put out a Green New Deal. It is so vast in its scope, so incredible in its ambition, that it suggests that everyone will have a job, despite unwillingness to work, that everyone will have free vacation, free health care, they will all have a free medical and child leave, they will all have free retirement, all of this paid for by hopes and dreams. The Democrats respond coming up. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. We'll be right back.
over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
If you have hard water, the lime scale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate lime scale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
This is the Savage Nation.
Thank God Ray Donovan is dead. The only compelling character in this series is John Voight. Not only because I like him personally, but because he's absolutely got the screen presence to take over the show every time he appears. It's become a slasher movie. Unfortunately, the whole thing stinks. It's dreck. It's garbage.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, if you recall, AOC put out a Green New Deal yesterday. It is so stupid that it boggles the mind. Now, there's a resolution put forward on the floor of the House that was basically a series of aspirational motions about what we should do with the energy industry in the United States. And then AOC had the temerity to put online a 6-page summary of all the things the Green New Deal stood for. This was a very bad thing, as it turns out, because it turns out that AOC and her team have the combined brain wattage of a kumquat. The document is just astonishing. It is one of the worst political documents I have ever seen put together by human hands. And yet, it was endorsed by every single top Democrat running for president of the United States. Cory Booker, Spartacus, he said, excited to join AOC and Senator Ed Markey on a historic Green New Deal resolution to address the peril of climate change and worsening inequality. Our history is a testimony to the achievement of what some think is impossible. We must take bold action now. And then for some reason, people started drumming in the background, just like in his campaign video. It was real weird. Senator Elizabeth Warren says, if we want to live in a world with clean air and water, we have to take real action to combat climate change now. I'm proud to join AOC and Senator Markey on a Green New Deal resolution to fight for our planet and our kids' futures, because I want to paint with all the colors of the wind. As Senator Elizabeth Warren. And then you had Kamala Harris, the brilliant newcomer from California, who spends her days going after the Knights of Columbus and spends her evenings going after gang rape allegations against Brett Kavanaugh. She says, I am proud to co-sponsor AOC and Ed Markey's Green New Deal. We must aggressively tackle climate change, which poses an existential threat to our nation. And that wasn't all. There's one more. We also had Kirsten Gillibrand, who said, a Green New Deal is ambitious, it's bold, and I'm co-sponsoring this resolution with AOC and Senator Markey because it's exactly the kind of action it will take to conquer the biggest threat of our lifetime. Also, I'm against the resolution, but I'm also for the resolution. But I'm against the resolution and also for the resolution. Kirsten Gillibrand, with her typical savoir-faire and stolidity in support of her ideals. So, all four senators who are currently running for president on the Democratic side endorsed the Green New Deal. Bernie Sanders had nothing to say about it. He was busy presumably eating pudding. So all of them endorsed this, and none of them apparently have read anything AOC has to say. And what's even more amazing is that the media have not asked any of them, do they support what's in AOC's actual statement? Remember, AOC sponsored it. Every single one of those tweets mentions AOC because she is the fresh face. So fresh, so face. None of them have been asked. None of these senators have been asked about her proposals to, for example, replace all air travel by rail, including presumably from Hawaii, which led Mazie Hirono, the senator from Hawaii, who is a Democrat, to say, what now? Are you like, huh? And then the proposal says that we should pay for full benefits, retirement vacation for anyone unable or unwilling to work. She says we should retrofit or replace every building in the United States in the next 10 years. She says that we should get rid of cow farts by getting rid of the internal combustion engine. All of this was put in writing. We went through the entire document yesterday, like word for word. And it's funny because then you have the media coverage, which is, don't take her seriously. Don't take her literally. Just take her seriously. We shouldn't take AOC literally. I mean, come on. Come on. Why would you read her words and then say she means the words that she writes? Why would you possibly do that? So here's Politico's headline. The impossible green dream of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Green New Deal will never happen the way it's laid out. And that's also kind of the point. What now? So Michael Grunwald is a senior staff writer for Politico magazine. Let's get real. The United States is not going to achieve net zero greenhouse gas emissions in 10 years. The key goal of the Green New Deal resolution unveiled Thursday. More real talk. Americans won't get 100% of its power from zero emission sources within a decade either. Another audacious Green New Deal goal. And we're not going to upgrade the energy efficiency of every single building in the country, as the resolution proposes. If we were getting all our energy from zero-emission sources, it wouldn't even make sense to try. But here's one more reality check. None of it matters. The official rollout of the Green New Deal on Thursday was met with a barrage of skepticism from well-intentioned fact-checkers, badly-intentioned climate trolls, and desperate-to-look-savvy pundits, all focusing on the logistical and political impossibilities of transforming the economy as rapidly as the Green New Deal envisions. And they're right. Its goals really do seem impossible to achieve. But they're all missing the point. If anything, they're helping the Green New Deal's backers make their point, which is that climate change is an unprecedented emergency. Okay, no, that's actually not what happened here. This is basically just a version of Republicans' pounds. That's all this is. It's a version of AOC put out something so ridiculously stupid that it makes her sound as though she was dropped multiple times on her head as a baby. I mean, this proposal is so bad. It can only have been written by somebody who is mentally deficient in some way. It is a seriously ridiculous proposal on its face. On its face. No sane person could think otherwise. And so the comeback from the media is, well, you guys are pouncing. Because the real point is to open minds. That's the real point. Is to make you think. To make you think. You know, it's a thought. It's a conversation. It wasn't meant seriously. You know, like co-sponsored by six senators and 60 congresspeople. No, it wasn't meant seriously. It was meant to open your mind and broaden your horizons. I'm sorry, this isn't some sort of trip to Europe junior year of college. This is a legislative proposal that envisions redoing the entire United States economy. By the way, if we were to do all the things in this proposal, you know what it would do to climate? Presumably nothing. Seriously, nothing. Because if you actually spec out the impact on climate, if the United States were to achieve full zero emissions, you know what would happen? Over the course of the next century, it would lower the global temperature, according to the IPCC, by something like 0.2 degrees Celsius. Why? Because it turns out that the real threat to the climate, if you believe in climate change, man-made climate change, the real threat to the climate is coming from not industrialized countries at this point, but developing countries like China and India, who have no interest whatsoever in lowering their emissions. So none of it makes any sense. Coming up, it wasn't just Politico that was praising the Green New Deal for the scope and breadth of its ambition. It was also the New York Times, which didn't decide to report on, you know, the actual proposal and how dumb it is. They instead decided to report on the feelings behind the proposal, something they always do with Republicans.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento, across from the Cascade Theater.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
Celebrate Valentine's Day a little early with your sweetheart Sunday, February 10th at the Cascade Theater with a special showing of the classic romantic comedy Sleepless in Seattle.
Give me a wink and a smile.
It's date night at the Cascade. The party features live music, dancing, themed drinks, even a jewelry giveaway from Devon's. Party at 6, film at 7:30. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
We go together like a wink and a smile.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Quote, liberal Democrats formally call for a Green New Deal, giving substance to a rallying cry. Now, you may be wondering, did AOC write this piece for the New York Times? No, she didn't, actually. It turns out it's written by Lisa Friedman and Glenn Thrush, both top-notch reporters at the wonderful, incredible New York Times. Listen again. Listen to how this is covered. Liberal Democrats put flesh on their Green New Deal slogan on Thursday with a sweeping resolution intended to redefine the national debate on climate change by calling for the United States to eliminate additional emissions of carbon by 2030. The measure, drafted by freshman Representative AOC and Senator Ed Markey of Massachusetts, is intended to answer the demand by the party's restive base for a grand strategy that combats climate change, creates jobs, and offers an affirmative response to the challenge to core party values posed by President Trump. The resolution has more breadth than detail and is so ambitious that Republicans greeted it with derision. Well, no, actually, we greeted it with derision not because it's ambitious, but because it legitimately has no plan for achieving anything that it says it wants to achieve other than completely destroying the United States economy. Other than that, it's great. Its legislative prospects are bleak in the foreseeable future. Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California has no plan to bring the resolution in its current form to the floor for a vote, according to a Democratic leadership aide. Why? Because Nancy Pelosi still has two brain cells to rub together. But listen to the New York Times. As a blueprint for liberal ambition, it was breathtaking. Imagine that Republicans said, we have a plan. Here's our plan. Full employment for everyone, taxes of zero, and abolition of 7/8 of the federal government. No details, just that. Do you think they would be talking about how it's breathtakingly ambitious? Now, it's hilarious is that the New York Times suggests that Nancy Pelosi's on the wrong side of history. People online yesterday, it was delicious. I mean, it was so delicious, as Neon Taster put it, that it must be fattening. People online, on the left, were suggesting that Nancy Pelosi is now a climate denier because she was not supportive enough of the Green New Deal. But the New York Times reports, Ms. Pelosi is likely mindful of her own past mistakes. A decade ago, she pushed the last major climate change measure hard, an ambitious bill to cap emissions of climate warming pollution. She got a cap-and-trade measure through the House. The next year, Democrats were swept from power. So now she's afraid, but she is letting her critics on the left know about her own past efforts and saying she's making climate change the flagship issue of her first speakership. Proponents of the Green New Deal insist that Democrats are unified. Ocasio-Cortez said, I think it is a green dream, because Pelosi kind of dismissed it yesterday. Pelosi said, well, you know, I'm enthusiastic. Here's what Nancy Pelosi had to say, because she's not a complete dolt when it comes to, you know, running the Congress. Here's what she had to say yesterday about the green dream.
Is the Green New Deal proposal a useful baseline?
I haven't seen it, but I do know that it's enthusiastic, and we welcome all the enthusiasms that are out there. The Green New Deal points out the fact that the public is much more aware of the challenge that we face, and that is a good thing because the public sentiment will help us pass the most bold common denominator, bold initiatives. I'm very excited about it all, and I welcome the Green New Deal and any other proposals that people have out there.
Okay, what she actually means there is I don't welcome the Green New Deal. This is a very stupid thing, but I'm going to pretend to be enthusiastic because I don't want people yelling at me. And that's really what she is saying there. Now, what's hilarious about all of this is that AOC can't even keep herself straight on what exactly this necessitates. So yesterday morning, she was asked whether, in fact, this Green New Deal would necessitate massive government intervention. And again, you know, for all the people out there saying that she is savvy and smart, I don't know what to tell you. I really don't. I mean, if you are of the view that AOC is some sort of brilliant newcomer, I'm going to play you two clips in a row, and you got to tell me how exactly she's a genius. Here she goes saying that maybe this might necessitate massive government intervention.
As you know, Congresswoman, one reason that people who are politically conservative are skeptical of efforts to combat climate change mm-hmm. is that it sounds to them like it requires massive government intervention, mm-hmm. which they just mm-hmm. don't like. Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually they're right, what this requires is massive government intervention?
It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
Fast forward about 6 hours. Here is AOC with Meet the Press's Chuck Todd.
one way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what we're trying to do is, well, obviously it's not that, because what we're trying to do is release the investments from the federal government to mobilize those resources across the country.
You know, in the real world, we call that being a damned liar, right? I mean, we just call that being a liar. Like, within 6 hours, she goes from, sure, it's a massive government intervention. And then after the blowback, she's like, well, no, these Republicans, they're pouncing. They keep characterizing it as a massive government takeover. It's not a massive government takeover. It's a massive government intervention. But, sorry, I shouldn't say that. It's not a massive government intervention. It's unleashing investment. It's unleashing investment. So we're all supposed to take her seriously. We're all supposed to pretend she's not a damn liar. She's a damn liar, because all you have to do is read the words on her own website, which were so stupid that her own campaign had to take them off her website. She memory-holed her own 6-page proposal yesterday. But we're supposed to believe, according to the media, that it's an act of genius. And also, we are not supposed to ask Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, or Kirsten Gillibrand about any of the details in AOC's proposal. You know, I very rarely get angry at media bias anymore, because it's just a fact of the world. It's just like the sun rising every morning. But it is absolutely stomach-churning how disgusting the media are at their job. I'm talking about the mainstream media, who will not ask any one of the top Democratic nominees how they feel about things like partial birth abortion. They won't get an answer, a straight answer, from any of the top Democratic nominees about what should happen with sexual assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax in Virginia. They won't ask any one of these top Democratic nominees if they believe that those unwilling to work should be paid for unwillingness to work, according to AOC's plan, or why they think AOC's plan is so brilliant. They're not going to be asked about a single detail to abolish air travel. They're not going to be asked about any of those things. Instead, we'll just get the New York Times assuming that it's a breathtakingly ambitious proposal. And if we look at the details, it's because we are not looking closely enough. What absolute unbelievable horse bleep or cow fart. I mean, it's just, it's unreal. It's unreal. We're going to get to more Democratic insanity in just a second. But first, let's talk about, are you getting enough sleep? Is the quality of your sleep good? Well, maybe it's because you're sleeping on a garbage mattress. Instead, you should get a mattress that is built just for you. Helix Sleep has built a sleep quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress. Whether you're a side sleeper or a hot sleeper, whether you like a plush or a firm bed, with Helix, there's no more guessing and no more confusion. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro, take their 2-minute sleep quiz. They will match you to a mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. For couples, Helix can even split that mattress down the middle, providing individual support needs and feel preferences for each side. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. Right now, Helix is offering up to $125 off all mattress orders. Get up to $125 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. That's helixsleep.com/Shapiro for $125 off your mattress order. My wife and I took that Helix sleep quiz. It took us a couple of minutes. The mattress came in the mail. We unwrapped it and inflated right in front of us. It was good to go. It is a fantastic mattress. So good, we got one for my sister for her wedding. HelixSleep.com/Shapiro. Go check them out and use that /Shapiro for $125 off. One of the things that is so mad, I mean, you feel like you're being gaslit by the media. And they are doing it particularly about AOC, because they are declaring her the fresh face. They're giving her 20 minutes on MSNBC this morning. They are pitching her. They literally pitched her all day on MSNBC. They had a running counter on the bottom of their screen saying 8 hours until we interview the brilliant, magnificent AOC. They put her on the covers of magazines. How many covers of magazines has Melania Trump done recently? I mean, forget that. How many covers of magazines has Elise Stefanik, who is a very young Republican congresswoman, how many has she done? Right? She was first elected at the age of 30. She's now 34. She's also from New York. Have you ever heard of her? Of course not. But we've been told that AOC is a deeply important figure in Democratic politics. And then when you comment on how dumb she is, then you're obsessed with her. Maybe if you guys would, I mean, it's just gaslighting. It's just basic gaslighting. So Democrats are going to have to own AOC. You broke it, you bought it, guys. You broke it, it's yours now. So you're going to have to own comments like this. Here's AOC yesterday explaining that ICE should be abolished and does not deserve one dime of funding.
We're here to say that an agency like ICE, which repeatedly and systematically violates human rights, does not deserve a dime.
That's right.
They do not deserve a dime. Until they can prove that they are honoring human rights, until they can make a good faith effort to expand and embrace immigrants, until they can prove good faith to an American ideal, they do not deserve any resources for their radical agenda.
Okay, unbelievable. So we're going to abolish ICE, but then she goes even further. Then she says, you know what? forget about abolishing ICE. What if we just didn't have a border, basically? What if it turned out that everybody who is descended from Latinos or from Native Americans, they can't commit crimes in the United States? Let's just assume everyone in the United States illegally is not actually here illegally because their ancestors were here before we were. So here she is legitimately making the argument, we didn't cross the border crossed us, right? Which is a full-on La Raza radical argument. Here she is making that argument yesterday publicly in front of microphones, but we're all supposed to ignore it because we only pay attention when AOC is on the cover of a magazine smiling or when she's dancing on a rooftop. We don't pay any attention to the dumb crap that falls out of her mouth on a regular basis.
We are standing on native land, and Latino people are descendants of native people, and we cannot be told and criminalized simply for our identity or our status.
Okay, quick note. Latino people are not all descendants of native people, if by native people she means people who occupied the continental United States. There are lots of Latino people, by the way, who are from, you know, like South and Central America, and whose ancestors came from there. So the notion that everybody coming up from Honduras is actually a descendant of a person who was living in Arizona in 1722 is obviously untrue. But it's also a dumb argument. We're a sovereign nation. We have control of our own borders. But according to her, no. Will any of the other Democrats be asked about that? Any of them? Of course not. One of the great annoyances that I have with the way the media cover these things is if a Republican does something bad, every Republican is asked whether they agree or disagree and is asked to own it or disown it. When a Democrat does something bad, then every Democrat is asked whether they like cheese. Right? Just random questions that have nothing to do with the topic. And there's never any follow-up questions. So yesterday, for example, Kamala Harris, who is the Democratic frontrunner for the 2020 nomination, she was asked about the situation with Justin Fairfax in Virginia, who has now been credibly accused of sexual assault. And she says that the accuser is credible, but she does not call for Fairfax's resignation. Now, the natural follow-up question would be, and should be, weird, because you thought that Brett Kavanaugh should be disqualified from the Supreme Court by an accusation alone. Does that follow-up question happen? Of course not.
I think that the letter written by the woman reads as a credible account, and I think there should be an investigation to get to the bottom of it and determine the facts. Certainly her letter reads as it's quite detailed and suggests that there's credibility there, but there needs to be an investigation to determine what exactly happened.
Oh, interesting, an investigation. Well, I don't remember you saying that an investigation would be enough to exonerate Kavanaugh. In fact, there was an FBI investigation. It found nothing, and then you still called for him not to be put on the Supreme Court. So in other words, lady, you're a liar, but nobody asks you a follow-up question. Because that's the way this nonsense works. AOC can say two opposite things in the course of 8 hours, and there will be no follow-up questions. I mean, that proposal yesterday was so bad. You know, they say that you know, 1,000 monkeys typing for 1,000 years might eventually be able to type all of Shakespeare in a row. No monkeys would ever be able to create that proposal given an infinite amount of time. It is too stupid for the animal kingdom, that proposal. It is just dumb. Okay, but were any of the Democrats, and the Democrats openly owned it. They openly said, I mean, it's so maddening. The Democrats openly tweeted, we love this proposal. It's great. And then the proposal comes out. And do the media even ask them, so how do you feel about, like, abolishing air travel? Where are you on the issue of paying people who are unwilling to work? Where are you on the issue of plant a lot of trees? That's what it actually says. Where are you on cow farts? What a joke. What a joke our media are. I mean, seriously, no one takes them seriously, and they shouldn't take them seriously. All right, let's talk about an unfortunate reality. We're all going to die, and we don't want to think about it, but you really have to think about it if you're an adult because you need life insurance. It's an uncomfortable topic, but you need to know enough to get life insurance, and that's where Policy Genius comes in. Policy Genius created a website that makes it easy for you to compare quotes, get advice, and get covered. Policy Genius is indeed the easy way to get life insurance in minutes. You can compare quotes from top insurers and find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. From there, you just apply online, and the advisors at Policy Genius will handle all the red tape for you. They will even negotiate your rate with the insurance company. No extra fees, no commission sales agents, just helpful advice and personalized service. And Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. Whether you're shopping for disability insurance to protect your income, or homeowners insurance, or auto insurance, they can help you get covered fast. So, no matter how much or how little you know about life insurance, you can find the right policy in minutes at PolicyGenius.com. That's PolicyGenius.com. Policy Genius is indeed the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. And you owe it to your family and to yourself to get life insurance, I promise. It'll make you feel more secure and more comfortable. Go check them out at PolicyGenius.com. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy life insurance. Coming up, we're going to jump into the mailbag. I need to cool off a little bit from all of this because, my God, the gaslighting. We'll get to the mailbag in just a second. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
This is the Savage Nation.
Thank God Ray Donovan is dead. The only compelling character in this series is John Voight. Not only because I like him personally, but because he's absolutely got the screen presence to take over the show every time he appears. It's become a slasher movie. Unfortunately, the whole thing stinks. It's dreck. It's garbage.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the media they're just crazy. And I need to cool off from the gaslighting in which the media are participating. So that means it's time for some mailbag. David says, "Hi, Ben. Major fan. I really appreciate all the great work you do. I go to UCSD. I had a discussion with my professor regarding unconscious bias and discrimination, and I held that affirmative action policies make generalizations based on race that are unnecessary given accessibility to individual information of applicants. He directed me to a number of sociological studies that seem to demonstrate racial discrimination in employment hiring, with the disparities in response to white and black applicants being statistically significant over the last couple of decades. While I can think of some alternative explanations that can explain away some of the relation, the data seem to be reliable. I was wondering what your opinion was on this sociological research. I don't believe in anti-discrimination laws. I'm libertarian, but I'm not sure I can ignore some of the data. Thanks for all you do." Okay, well, a couple of quick things. First of all, since I don't have the exact studies that you are referring to here, it's hard for me to respond. I don't want to give short shrift to sociological studies that I have not read. I will say this. The sociological studies that are most often cited, things that suggest, for example, that people with black first names get hired less often than people with white first names, are ignoring other studies that also suggest that if you use black last names and white last names, there is no discrimination. In other words, what people are discriminating against is an assumption that may or may not be justified about culture and not an assumption about race per se. In other words, if you were to receive an application from a Jewish person and it were to say on the application, Yechezkel, as a first name, and then you were to receive an application from a Jewish person just said David, you might treat those two applications differently because Yechezkel probably implies the person keeps Sabbath and is not going to be able to work from Friday night to Saturday night, for example. Right? That's because one is a Hebrew name and one is a name that also applies in English. The same thing can apply to first names. So if that's the study you're talking about, that's my response to that study. As far as anti-discrimination law, my feeling is that if people are being dumb enough not to hire productive black citizens, then that's a competitive advantage for a lot of businesses that are willing to hire competitive black citizens. So I'd like to see the sociological studies, frankly, before I analyze them. Again, I don't want to give short shrift to studies that I haven't read. That's sort of the basic response. And also, again, affirmative action programs would not actually countermand the unwillingness to use individual data. Very often people are using generalized data about groups because they are not allowed to ask about individual data. So, for example, the Obama administration refused to allow federal contractors to ask about prior criminal status for people they were hiring. This led to less black employment. Why? Because a lot of companies were simply using group data on prison statistics instead of individualized data about whether this person went to jail in the absence of individual data. Melissa says, Mr. Shapiro, my husband and I have very different opinions on how the 2020 election will pan out. I think that the Democrats have been united by such loathing for Trump that they will come out in droves to vote in 2020. My husband thinks that Trump will defy all odds yet again because that's just what he does. What do you think? Well, I'm not a big fan of the "we'll defy all odds in spite of data." Like, just because, look, there's a 70-30 shot that Hillary was going to win the last election. That doesn't mean the 30% doesn't exist. 70% is not 100%. So it wasn't impossible for Trump to win. It was very unlikely he would win. And in fact, he did buck the odds by losing by 2.5 million votes in the popular vote and then running an extraordinarily narrow gauntlet to win three separate states by a combined total of 80,000 votes. I think that Trump does have an uphill battle. With that said, could Democrats blow it? You bet your ass they could blow it. There's a new poll out today from Optimus that shows that in the national race between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris, it is Trump 45, Harris 44. All Democrats had to do was not be bat bleep insane, and they just couldn't do it. They just can't stop themselves. They are this crazy. And Michael says, greetings, Mr. Shapiro. I'm writing an essay on common stereotypes of conservatives and how it is harmful to the group. I seek your advice on what you believe are those common stereotypes. Well, there's one that has been put out by Eric Fromm. It's been used for now 60 years, basically suggesting that conservatives are authoritarian, that they have too much respect for authority, and therefore they're big fans of government telling people what to do. That is a lie. Conservatism is about limited government. We have respect for moral authority, but that does not mean that we have lots of respect for governmental authority. Very, very different thing. There are also stereotypes about how conservatives are racist and bigoted and sexist and homophobic. Again, those stereotypes are unjustified by the realities, but it is simply a way for the left to suggest that the politics with which they disagree are ill-motivated as opposed to simple disagreements. Steven says, hey, Ben, what do you do to decompress when you're frustrated? This podcast, right? This radio show. I yell at people. That's it. but really, what do I do? Well, you know, same things everybody else does, presumably. I watch TV, I go home, and I practice violin, I play music. Mostly I play with my kids. That's the best way to decompress. I put down my phone is honestly the best thing you can do. Like, thank God for Sabbath, because Sabbath is necessary. Ofer says, hello, Ben. Have you asked forgiveness from Michael Knowles at Yom Kippur for bullying him for years? No, I pay him. No. Why would he should ask forgiveness for me, considering that his productivity has significantly lacked behind what exactly we pay him. He owes me a constant apology on a daily basis. Stephanie says, hey, Ben, in your opinion, why do you think African Americans align themselves with Democrats when largely they are socially conservative, especially when it pertains to abortion, transgenderism, etc.? Well, I'm not sure that they are socially conservative on abortion. They are socially conservative on same-sex marriage and transgenderism is what I've seen from the polls. Not sure that's the case on abortion. African Americans, historically speaking, started to align with the Democratic Party long before the 1960s Civil Rights Act and welfare programs came into effect. They started to do so during the FDR administration. And then they continued to do so over the years as the Civil Rights Act.
Hello, good North State folk. Robin Hood here. Would you like to see a play about me, the ultimate hero and all-around good guy? I will wow you in a story that is hilarious and adventurous fun for the whole family. Oh, and the story has other characters in it, too. Towns Guy, tell the good folk where to see me.
Of course, Robin. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present the somewhat true tale of Robin Hood, written by Marilyn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fork. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtime's Friday and Saturday, 7:30. Sunday matinees at 2, January 19th through February 16th.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In a politically charged congressional hearing, acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker is defending his oversight of the Russian probe.
In a contentious hearing before the House Judiciary Committee, Whitaker testifying,
"At no time has the White House asked for, nor have I provided, any promises or commitments concerning the special counsel's investigation or any other investigation."
Whitaker refusing to give specifics under intense questioning from Chairman Gerald Nadler, turning combative.
"Mr. Chairman, I see that your 5 minutes is up, and so..."
Nadler saying he planned to recall Whitaker for a closed-door deposition on any questions not answered.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines. Chief Justice John Roberts has broken with the Supreme Court's other conservative justices, as well as his own voting record on abortion, to block a Louisiana law requiring abortion providers to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. A second woman has come forward now to accuse Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault.
This second accuser is saying in a statement that the attack took place when she and Mr. Fairfax were students at Duke University. Meredith Watson's lawyers say that former classmates can also contemporaneously corroborate the incident. Mr. Fairfax has already issued a statement in response describing the latest allegations as, in his words, demonstrably false. Earlier this week, California College professor Vanessa Tyson accused Fairfax of an assault in 2004 during the Democratic National Convention. Fairfax has labeled that allegation as a political smear. George Bonzani reporting.
The top U.S. envoy for North Korea has returned from 3 days of talks in Pyongyang, and they say will meet again with his North Korean counterpart before the second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Hanoi later this month. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Here's the truth, America. Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. Your cell phone company is probably funding anti-Second Amendment groups. Patriot Mobile, which is America's only conservative cell phone company, does the opposite. If you are fed up with disgusting policies like New York's new late-term abortion law or Mayor Bloomberg's gun control seizure plans, make the simple switch to Patriot Mobile. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile. Get reliable nationwide coverage. Watch your hard-earned dollars fight for the First and Second Amendment rights, border security, and the sanctity of life. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every bill to conservative causes like the Heritage Foundation, the NRA, and the Susan B. Anthony List. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy, and their unlimited talk and text plans start as low as $20 a month. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh, that's me, H-U-G-H, when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get up to 2 activation fees waived. Enough is enough. Join the fight today. 1-800-A-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Twitter's revenue and profit and its daily user base all grew in the final 3 months of 2018, capping its first profitable year.
The San Francisco company disclosed its daily user base count for the first time, putting the figure at 126 million, up 9% from a year earlier. These are users who see ads on the platform and log in at least once a day. But its monthly user count slipped, and guidance for the current quarter was below expectations.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Twitter posted earnings of $255 million in the October-December quarter. That's up from $91 million a year earlier. Revenue grew 24% to $909 million. Analysts polled by FactSet were expecting earnings of 25 cents per share and revenue of $867 million. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A Kentucky candidate running for Secretary of State has been given himself the nickname of Trump.
President Donald Trump is popular with Republicans in Kentucky, so popular that Secretary of State candidate Carl Nett has borrowed his name. Nett is one of four candidates seeking the state office because the Democratic incumbent can't be reelected because of term limits. While some Kentucky officials say that Nett calling himself Trump is an improper attempt to gain an advantage among voters, Nett says that he'll use any and all legal remedies to have that name appear on the ballot. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More on these stories. Correction on that. Subaru, Tesla, and BMW, Volkswagen, Daimler vans, Mercedes, and Ferrari are recalling about 1.7 million vehicles to replace potentially deadly airbag inflators made by Takata Corp. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2. From appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 HealthGrades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot coming up for you this hour. Later on in the hour, we'll be having on Natasha Chart of the Women's Liberation Front. She is a radical feminist who is also very much opposed to the trans movement that seems to be putting biological women under its thumb. So she'll be on a little bit later. Plus, later in the hour, we'll have our first episode of Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime, in which I take a beloved children's classic and proceed to ruin it along the lines of SJW thought. It'll be great. I'm sure you will love it. But we begin this hour with a piece of breaking news about Amy Klobuchar. You remember when she was running for president? She hasn't even declared yet. She was supposed to over this weekend. Well, things are going poorly already for her. According to breaking news in BuzzFeed, she's the worst employer in Washington, D.C., which presumably means she's the worst employer on earth because Washington, D.C. is filled with awful people. According to BuzzFeed, Amy Klobuchar has laid the grounds for a presidential run on an image of Minnesota nice. But behind the doors of her Washington, D.C. office, the Minnesota Democrat ran a workplace controlled by fear, anger, and shame, according to interviews with eight former staffers, one that many employees found intolerably cruel. She demeaned and berated her staff almost daily, subjecting them to bouts of explosive rage and regular humiliation within the office, according to interviews and dozens of emails reviewed by BuzzFeed News. I mean, frankly, I think my employees can testify that that doesn't sound that bad, actually, considering how things normally go around here. She actually sounds like a great boss. That anger regularly left employees in tears, four former staffers said. She yelled, threw papers, and sometimes even hurled objects. Good thing she throws like a girl. One aide was accidentally hit with a flying binder, according to someone who saw it happen, though the staffer said the senator did not intend to hit anyone with the binder when she threw it. Right, because she throws like a girl. I cried. I cried like all the time, said one former staffer, who I assume is male. In the emails seen by BuzzFeed, often sent between 1 and 4 in the morning, Klobuchar regularly berated employees, often in all capital letters, over minor mistakes, misunderstandings, and misplaced commas. Klobuchar, in the emails, which were mostly sent over the past few years, referred to her staff's work as the worst in years and the worst in my life. Frankly, I feel like Michael Moles may have a cache of these emails that I've sent to him over the years. When staffers made mistakes, the emails show she reamed them out, and sometimes emails show threatened to fire them over threads that included many of their colleagues. As Klobuchar prepares to potentially announce a presidential campaign on Sunday, four of those former staffers said they were sharing emails and anecdotes with BuzzFeed News because they believe that insight into her office reflects on the senator's ability to run the country. BuzzFeed News spoke with some of the staffers extensively over a period of several months. This is pretty delightful. I got to tell you, Amy Klobuchar was considered one of the moderate hopes for the Democratic Party. And now they are left with, it's like basically everybody is now deferring to Kamala Harris, who's a crazy person. So Klobuchar is in trouble because her whole image is, I'm very nice, except when I'm calling up my staffers at 2 a.m., throwing binders at them and berating them until they cry. According to a campaign spokesperson, Senator Klobuchar loves her staff. There are reasons she's gotten to where she is today. She has many staff who have been with her for years. She's proud of them and the work they've done for Minnesota. Some former staffers have gone on record to defend Klobuchar. But some former aides say that her behavior as a leader didn't just affect her employees, but limited their ability to conduct Senate work, creating a chaotic environment where staff were forced to devote as much time to managing their boss's unpredictable anger as they did to governing. She can be just as mad about a crisis with Facebook as she was about being given the wrong clothing for an event, said a former second staffer. It will take you just as much staff time and energy to put out that kind of crisis as you spend on Facebook. Most of them are afraid of retaliation, so they are being quoted anonymously. I've always been taught that your true character shows in how you treat those with less power than you, especially behind closed doors, said a third former staffer. The way Senator Klobuchar behaves in private with her staff is very different than when she's in the public eye, and that kind of cruelty shouldn't be acceptable for anyone. So, yeah, this is going really poorly for Amy Klobuchar, who, again, has not even announced her candidacy yet and is already being slammed as one of the worst employers in Washington. So we bid a fond farewell to Amy Klobuchar, just like we bid a fond farewell to Elizabeth Warren, just like we are bidding a fond farewell to Cory Booker. It's all great. Meanwhile, President Trump is drawing closer to a deal with Democrats. According to Emily Cochran and Annie Carney, he is on for the New York Times. He is basically looking at a deal to avert a government shutdown right now that will bring him less than $5.7 billion in funding for the wall. On Capitol Hill, House and Senate conferees were nearing an agreement that could offer the president between $1.3 billion and around $2 billion in funding for border security, a range still subject to change that could include some physical barriers and result in a deal as early as Monday. Talk of a wall has given way to bollard fencing and strategic placements. We're 95 to 98% done, said Senator Patrick Leahy of Vermont, the ranking Democrat on the Senate Appropriations Committee. Is this sufficient? No, it's not sufficient. If you recall, the original budget rejected by President Trump had $1.3 billion in border security. That was removed in the revised version of the continuing resolution signed into law by President Trump. Now I guess we're going to go back to that original proposal. Also, we are talking about bollard fencing, so not a wall. Trump will call it a wall. Democrats will say it's not a wall. Everybody goes home happy, except for people who care about, you know, an actual border wall. Mr. Trump has told allies he would grudgingly accept a figure of around $2 billion. But House Democrats remain publicly opposed to spending that much on physical barriers. It's still not clear how much of the final allocation would go for the new fencing, according to three people briefed on the negotiations. And this once more reminds you that it is deeply necessary to know what kind of poker you are playing before you start to bluff. President Trump was not willing to go all the way to the wall in order to get his wall. Instead, he was only willing to go sort of halfway. The government shutdown lasted for several weeks. It accomplished nothing. And now there will be a deal that accomplishes very little. President Trump will be able to say Democrats don't care about border security. Democrats will be able to say they deprived him of the wall. No wall has been built. Ann Coulter, hardest hit. Evan Hollander, the communications director for the House Appropriations Committee, says throughout the talks, Democrats have insisted that a border security compromise not be overly reliant on physical barriers. We will not agree to $2 billion in funding for the barriers. Like right now, why is not Trump going around and saying, listen, guys, you just proposed a Green New Deal that will cost us $40 trillion and destroy the economy. Could you like give me a little bit for a border wall? Like really, just a little? Is that really such a big ask? The effort to find some final figure between the House Democrats' $1.3 billion and a figure slightly higher than the $2 billion marks an endgame of sorts for high-stakes negotiations aimed at making sure the government does not once again close down next weekend. The final agreement still has some contentious wrinkles to iron out. Members of the Conservative House Freedom Caucus met with President Trump on Thursday. They indicated any number slightly above $2 billion would satisfy them for now. Senator Mike Lee, who we had on the program a little bit earlier this week, he said that he can live with $2 billion. Beyond those numbers, negotiators remain far apart on detention beds under the control of Immigration and Customs Enforcement to house families detained at the border with Mexico. Funds currently allocated are enough for about 40,520 detention beds. Democrats want to limit the number of beds to 35,520, which, by the way, is insane. That's insane. Right? They're now saying they don't even want to have beds to house the illegal immigrants coming across the border. Why? Because they want to release those illegal immigrants. How is this not the leading edge for Republican PR? I legitimately don't understand this. The Democrats are being incredibly radical on this issue. And that is super radical. They want to actually cut the number of beds available to house illegal immigrants. The only reason to do that is that the ICE agents will be forced to allow people to be released into the general population. But I guess that we're not going to talk about any of this stuff. It's going to get buried in paragraph 37 of a New York Times article. Again, there are a lot of people who are very positive toward the president on his handling of the border wall negotiation. I'm not. I think this was botched from nearly the beginning. I think this continues to be a botchery. If you care about a border wall, you have to be disappointed in how this negotiation has played out all the way through. Democrats basically got what they want. And the only real question is, maybe the victory for Trump comes when the American public realize how radical Democrats are. Maybe that's the end game here, is showing how crazy the Democrats are. After all, they are now imitating the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez border position. She actually said yesterday that ICE should be defunded. And then she suggested that we are standing currently on native land. So anyone who crosses the border illegally should be considered a native to the United States.
We are standing on native land. And Latino people are descendants of native people. and we cannot be told and criminalized simply for our identity or our status.
Okay, so AOC making the case that the border, these people aren't crossing the border is crossing them. That's a radical position. Now, all President Trump has to do to win re-election, I've been saying this for months now, what he has to do to win re-election is shut up and say nothing except quoting Democrats. Just quote Democrats. There's a poll out today that shows President Trump up 45-44 over Kamala Harris, the Democratic frontrunner right now. That bodes ill for Democrats. If she cannot break 50% when no one knows who she is against a very unpopular president in President Trump, then that means that Trump is actually in better shape than everybody thinks he is. We'll get to more of that in just one second. First, let's talk about how you save money on legal costs this year. So you could dump hundreds of thousands of dollars into your lawyers this year, or you could use LegalZoom. I'm a lawyer myself. Lawyers use LegalZoom all the time for forms. They use it for wills and trusts and estates. Now, LegalZoom has even more. With their network of independent attorneys licensed in all 50 states, LegalZoom can help you navigate your legal needs. From wills and trusts to LLCs, trademarks, contract reviews, and more, LegalZoom has helped more than 4 million people like you take care of their responsibilities. The best part is that LegalZoom is not a law firm, so you won't get charged by the hour. Make this the year you finally do the right thing for your family or take the steps you need to take for your small business. LegalZoom is here to help so you can focus on what you do best. Make a difference in your life this year by visiting LegalZoom.com right now. For special savings, be sure to enter promo code Shapiro in the referral box at checkout. LegalZoom is indeed where life meets legal. Again, there's no excuse for spending a lot of money on a very expensive law firm when you could be using the services of LegalZoom. Go check them out right now at LegalZoom.com. And be sure to enter promo code Shapiro at checkout in order to get those special savings. Again, LegalZoom.com. All right, so what should President Trump do from here? All he should do is quote AOC. All he should do is point out that Democrats want fewer beds to house illegal immigrants. All he should do is point out the open border Democrats and their agenda. And maybe he doesn't have to shut down the government to do that anymore. Maybe the point has been made. And if so, then that's an advantage for President Trump heading into 2020. The additional radicalism of the Democrats on display every single day. Now, it's hilarious since the Democrats refuse to acknowledge that they're radical. They suggest that they are mainstream and President Trump is radical. There is nothing radical about a proposal to spend a few billion dollars on shoring up border fencing and building some new border walls along the U.S.-Mexico border to prevent drug importation and illegal immigration. There is nothing inherently radical about that. In fact, it is so non-radical that back in 2006, Democrats were fully on board with it. Only now have they decided to embrace the full-scale, insane left radical position of the Democratic Party and of AOC. So President Trump does have an advantage. All he has to do is keep pointing to the Democrats. And to do that, all he has to do is shut up. Let the finger do the pointing and let your face stop the talking. That's all. If President Trump can do that, whenever the focus is on Democrats, they lose. Whenever the focus is on President Trump, he loses. Right now, the American people dislike anything they set their eyes upon. So don't be the person in the view of the American people. Point at the other side. The other side is terrible. And frankly, they are giving you all sorts of material to work with every single day. Every single day, they are giving you new material to work with. For example, today, they were going after Matthew Whitaker. That's the president's AG nominee. Now, Matthew Whitaker is well qualified for this position. He's written papers in the past suggesting that the Mueller investigation has had too much discretion. But he has also testified that he is not planning to shut down the Mueller investigation. And presumably, if he did, there would be blowback from a House controlled by Democrats. That did not stop Democrats from being absolute jerks to him today. We'll get to that in just one second. First, let's talk about what you are getting your loved one for Valentine's Day. Well, don't get the flowers from the gas station or grocery store. They aren't that nice. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com instead. Right now, when you order early, you get 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade it to 24 red roses for $10 more. That's right, 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade it to 24 red roses for just $10 more. I get my wife 1-800-Flowers bouquets all the time. Every time I go out of town, I buy from 1-800-Flowers, send it home, just to let my wife know that I'm thinking of her. You too can be an excellent husband, like I am, by going to 1-800-Flowers. Again, all of their flowers are picked at their peak. They're shipped overnight. They're incredibly fresh, and they last a long time. They are fantastic. Bouquet prices are going up soon, so take advantage today. Pick your delivery date. Let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. When it comes to Valentine's, I don't settle for anything less than my rose authority, 1-800-Flowers.com, to order 18 red roses for $29.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for just $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter promo code Shapiro. That's 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code Shapiro. Hurry, that offer expires today, so you're out of time. 1-800-Flowers.com, promo code Shapiro to pre-schedule that Valentine's Day delivery. Alrighty, coming up, the Democrats go after President Trump's AG nominee, and he strikes back. Plus, according to the New York Times, the West invented the concept of men and women. No, really. A New York Times opinion columnist says that. We'll talk about it. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North...
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So some great news from Richmond, Virginia. A couple of pieces of great news. Piece of great news number one, by which I mean terrible news. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has now been hit with another accuser of rape. So that's awesome. As you recall, this whole thing began with the Virginia governor, Ralph Northam, embracing a full-scale infanticide position. And then he was hit with a racist yearbook photo from 1985. He came forward and apologized for it, then said it wasn't him, but he did dress up as Michael Jackson that one time. And that led to calls for his resignation again after he tried to moonwalk at a press conference. So that was weird. And then people were like, you know who'd be great? His lieutenant governor, Justin Fairfax, really up-and-coming young black man, obviously not ensconced in racism. You know, all sorts of good stuff about Justin Fairfax. Then it turns out there is a plausible accusation of sexual assault. And now it turns out there is a second accusation of sexual assault.
Oh, no.
So, here is the latest. This comes from a woman named Meredith Watson and her attorney, Nancy Erica Smith. We serve as counsel for Meredith Watson, who was raped by Justin Fairfax in 2000 while they were both students at Duke University. Mr. Fairfax's attack was premeditated and aggressive. The two were friends but never dated or had any romantic relationship. Ms. Watson shared her account of the rape with friends in a series of emails and Facebook messages that are now in our possession. Ooh-hoo-hoo. Additionally, we have statements from former classmates corroborating that Ms. Watson immediately told friends that Mr. Fairfax had raped her. Ms. Watson was upset to learn that Mr. Fairfax raped at least one other woman after he attacked her. The details of Ms. Watson's attacks are similar to those described by Dr. Vanessa Tyson. At this time, Ms. Watson is reluctantly coming forward out of a strong sense of civic duty and her belief that those seeking or serving in public office should be of the highest character. She has no interest in becoming a media personality or reliving the trauma that has greatly affected her life. Similarly, she is not seeking any financial damages. On behalf of our client, we have notified Justin Fairfax through his attorneys that Ms. Watson hopes he will resign from public office.
Oh, no.
So, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has got a problem. But good news for the Virginia governor. Because Justin Fairfax has a problem, Ralph Northam is just moonwalking right out of this thing. Announced 10 minutes ago, governor tells top staff he will not resign over racist photo despite pressure to step down. Well, yeah, you know what makes that easier? When the guy who would assume your office has been accused of two rapes. So, yeah, that does make it a little easier for Ralph Northam. That dude's just going to skate right on out. I mean, pretty fantastic stuff going on in Virginia. So everything is just fantastic in Virginia. Meanwhile, I have to give you an update on Finland. Why Finland? Well, because they tried something. It was a free money trial. The idea was that they were going to give those unwilling to work money. Does this sound familiar to you in any way? Give people unwilling to work money. Oh, yeah, that's right. It's part of AOC's Green New Deal. You know, before we get to that, sorry, I have to just point one thing out. AOC, you know, it just reminds me. I didn't want to miss this. She was asked specifically about Justin Fairfax. And AOC apparently has a couple of skill sets. One is saying incredibly dumb things on camera. Two is she's great at tweeting. Three is that she is great with Instagram. I mean, she can cook up a storm at that Instant Pot. Also, she can dance, and also she can run away. Those are her skills. That's more than three. She has many skills. Among those skills are dancing and running away from difficult questions. So here she was being asked about Justin Fairfax today, and she takes off like a bat out of hell.
It won't take too long. I just wanted to ask you, Congresswoman, I just wanted to ask if you think that the accuser of Lieutenant Governor Fairfax should be believed.
She's trying to figure out where she's going in a hall with no doors.
I didn't quite catch the end. I'm sorry about that.
I said I was looking into the scenario, but I haven't
heard. She hasn't heard about it. I mean, it's amazing how little she hears. Incredible. I love that she was walking down a hallway with no actual branches to it, and she's like, I'm trying to figure out where I'm going. Well, maybe you should ask the guy. He's right there. I mean, you could just ask him. Bad with directions, AOC, apparently. So that is bad news for Democrats. They're going to be running screaming from that. Meanwhile, in other bad news for AOC, a two-year guaranteed basic income trial in Finland failed to spur the unemployed to work more and earn more, as was hoped, according to researchers. Imagine that. Giving people free money doesn't make them work. What? Crazy. The country's government published the first findings from the trial, which ended a month ago, on Friday. During the experiment, 2,000 unemployed Finns became the first Europeans to receive a monthly paycheck from the state, regardless of whether they found work or not. They were given 560 tax-free euros from January 1st, 2017 to December 31st, 2018. The basic income experiment did not increase the employment of participants during the first-year trial, said Kila, the government agency in charge of benefits, and the Ministry of Social Affairs and Health. However, those who received basic income felt better at the end of the experiment than those in the control group. Wow, they felt better. I can't imagine why. It's as though if you give people free money, they feel better but are lazy and don't do anything. Because that's people. All people. That's not a racial thing. That's not an ethnic thing. That's not a cultural thing. If you give people free crap, they feel better and also do less work. Results from the study were preliminary and based only on the first year of the experiment, so we can't draw any final conclusions. The two-year trial in Finland was hailed as a progressive step toward a system that many thought could stamp out inequality. But it turns out when you give people money, they just stay home. Oh, how sad. Who could have foreseen any of this except for every human being with a functioning prefrontal cortex? Who could have thought that you would give people free money and instead of going out and working harder, they might take that money and use it to fulfill their basic needs and then not work? I know. It's crazy out there, guys. I mean, like, all of these preconceptions just being exploded right before our very eyes. Shocking, shocking things. And meanwhile, quick update on Matthew Whitaker, the attorney general candidate for President Trump. He was asked about his relationship with Robert Mueller and President Trump. He testified to Democrats that he had not spoken with President Trump about the Mueller probe, nor has he denied funding for it. Democrats pressed him over and over and over again, which led him to this hilarious exchange in which he was specifically asked about whether he had tried to shut down Mueller, and then he told the Democratic congressperson that his 5 minutes were up so he can just go stuff it. It was pretty great. We have that clip. We'll play that when we get back. Plus, we're going to be having on Natasha Chart of the Women's Liberation Front to explain that men and women are different. I know.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free six-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
Celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. Hi, I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we'll learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Tuesday of the month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Blues Hall of Famer Robert Cray is bringing his band back to the Cascade Theater for a show you don't want to miss. Robert Cray blends blues, soul, and American roots with a soulful voice and precision guitar work that's earned him 5 Grammys. The Robert Cray Band, Saturday, February 9th at the Cascade. Get tickets now at 530-243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Maybe you want it.
Down a
appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Welcome back. Yesterday on the program, we talked a little bit about the insanity of many on the left who are now proclaiming that men and women are indistinguishable, not different at all. And I made the suggestion that this particular idiotic idea is actually quite bad for women. For example, in Minnesota, Ilhan Omar, one of the new fresh faces of the Democratic Party, so fresh, so face, she sent a letter to Keith Ellison, anti-Semite extraordinaire and attorney general of the state of Minnesota, in which she suggested that USA Powerlifting should allow men to compete alongside women, biological men to compete alongside women, because it is a myth that men have more upper body strength than women. Also, there was a story from California that insurance companies can no longer determine risk factors, including whether a young male is a worse driver than a young female on average for purposes of insurance, which means young females get to pay more than they would have otherwise. Well, joining us on the line is Natasha Chart. Natasha is certainly on the political left. She is the director of the Women's Liberation Front, and she's come under a lot of fire recently because, as a feminist, she believes that women and men are distinct. I know, a shocking, controversial statement. Natasha, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Thanks for having me on, Ben. I have to say, I never really expected to be on your show. and given that I am on your show, and I never thought that I would have a chance to say this to you, I wanted to thank you for standing up for your colleague, Ms. Fields, at Breitbart when management wouldn't support her after she was assaulted on the job.
Oh, that's nice of you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's, you know, there's no call for anybody who participates in that kind of behavior is a scumbag. So I'm not willing to stand along people who participate in that sort of thing.
Well, thanks for that.
Sure. So you are on the political left. I mean, I can't imagine there are a lot of subjects on which we agree, but one where you've gotten an awful lot of flack for being on the political left, and you are a feminist, is that you believe that men and women are distinct. How has that paid off for you?
Not so well. I was fired over it. I've lost a lot of friends over it. A lot of people that I used to be quite friendly with will not speak to me any longer. So that's not been fun, but I feel like I'm on pretty firm ground in saying that men and women are not, you know, identical.
Can you give us
majors biology to this effect?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, can you give us a little bit of the background on this controversy? Because obviously, you and your colleagues ended up doing a panel at Heritage Foundation. There's an enormous amount of blowback because you were suggesting that the trans movement, which seeks to obliterate all distinctions between the sexes, and suggests that gender is a complete construct, an utter societal construct, you ended up on Heritage Foundation panel. How did you end up at Heritage Foundation? I mean, this is crazy.
Well, we were invited there because if you've listened to the panel, it opens with one of my colleagues at Wolf reading several statements from families whose teenage daughters have suddenly decided that they were boys. And one of the mothers whose story was read there, and all of these parents have to be anonymous because of various threats that they faced or other issues, they can't speak out publicly. One of the mothers had set out to try to find someone to raise the profile of this issue, and she tried for 4 years, and Heritage was the only organization that would give her any kind of platform, and she reached out to us to provide speakers for the event, including someone to read her story and the story of other parents in similar situations, because they couldn't do it themselves. So we said yes.
I mean, and what you're talking about, parents struggling with trying to protect their own children from a culture that suggests that girls are in fact boys or can become boys, that this culture is being reinforced by the law. That at this Heritage event, one of the moms was sharing a story about New Jersey school guidance that allows students to sexually transition over their parents' objections, and the Department of Education is encouraging schools to report parents to Child Protective Services if they won't go along. Is that correct?
Yes, one of the parents was talking to us about that day. Some of them were there, and we got to meet and talk with them before the event and then after, and they were explaining that at the time.
I mean,
that their kids will be taken away.
And what kind of hoops are they jumping through? These schools look like they're jumping through enormous hoops to hide the news of child transition from their parents and then seeking to punish parents if the parents object.
Yes. I mean, it sounds like, you know, from what they were describing in the recommendation to schools, that schools are having to keep kind of a double bookkeeping sort of system for kids' names and very complicated rules about who can be told what. But they're also creating, and this is like a child safeguarding issue, they're creating a large class of adults who are authority figures in the child's life that, you know, it's like, this is our secret together. That's not good. I don't like the sound of that. I'm a mom. I don't want people at my kid's school hiding things from me about what they're up to.
So, Natasha, you know, how is it that feminism, that so many feminists seem to be okay with the transgender movement, which really does seek to obliterate sex entirely and suggest that the sexes are exactly the same? I call myself a first wave feminist in the sense that my mom worked, my dad stayed home, my wife is a doctor. I'm very much in favor of women in the workplace. I'm very much in favor of women voting and doing whatever they want to do in life. I'm very much in favor of women's choices. I'm not in favor of second and third wave feminism in the sense that I don't believe that gender is a social construct. I don't believe that every disproportion between men and women in various industries across the United States is indicative of deep-seated cultural biases. But it seems to me that even the most solidly second and third wave feminists used to claim that while there were certain aspects of gender that were socially constructed, for example, they would claim, I think, in my opinion, wrongly, but they would claim that, for example, the social construct of motherhood was largely being placed upon women. They still understood that there were distinctions between men and women that are natural and okay, and that trying to obliterate those distinctions is a mistake. How is it that feminist movement has now collapsed into a movement that says that there is no difference between men and women, and in fact, the best women can be men?
Well, they'll just get fired, or they'll have their funding taken away. When I was let go of my job, I was told that it was like kind of a long call-in campaign after I had expressed opinions critical of the sex industry and critical of gender identity, that people had threatened the, quote, ability of the organization to continue. Another well-known feminist that I was corresponding with at the time had told me, and this is nearly an exact quote, that there was no shame in bending the knee.
I mean, this is amazing
stuff. I don't believe that they believe this so much as they're forced to believe this.
Well, Natasha Chart of the Women's Liberation Front, thanks for the work that you're doing. I know that you're going through, you know, an awful lot in order to say things that are true. And it's too bad that this has become a left-right issue, because it seems to me this is just a basic human reason issue, a basic human biology issue. So thanks for continuing the fight, even though you're getting smacked around for it, unfortunately, by a lot of people who are legitimately radical.
Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Coming up, I want to talk for a second about exactly how far the anti-feminist left is willing to go. There's an article by Sophie Lewis. She's a feminist theorist and geographer, which means a professional useless person. And she has a piece in the New York Times called How British Feminism Became Anti-Trans. How British Feminism Became Anti-Trans. She says, last week, two British women stormed onto Capitol Hill in Washington for the purposes of ambushing Sarah McBride, the national press secretary of the Human Rights Campaign. Miss McBride, a trans woman, had just been part of a meeting between the Parents for Transgender Equality National Council and members of Congress when the Britons, Kelly Jane Keen Minchell, who goes by the name Posey Parker, and Julia Long barged in, heckling and misgendering Miss McBride. The two inveighed against her supposed hatred of lesbians and accused her of championing the rights of men to access women in women's prison, which, if you want a biological man to be in a women's prison, is not actually an accusation, that's just a fact. Ms. Parker, who live-streamed the footage of the harassment on Facebook, contended she had come to Washington because this ideology has been imported into the UK by America, and so to stem the flow of female erasure, we have to come to its source. If the idea that transphobic harassment could be feminist bewilders you, you are not alone. Well, I mean, it is bewildering. I mean, I'm not bewildered by the idea that feminists might oppose the idea that men and women have no distinctions. Of course, feminists believe that men and women are distinct. In the United States, my adoptive home, this feminist theorist writes, the most visible contemporary opponents of transgender rights are right-wing evangelicals who have little good to say about feminism. But in Britain, a lot of feminists are saying the opposite. In a second, I'll explain. First, let's talk about your bathroom habits. So, every day, you get up in the morning, you got to shave your face, you got to wash, you got to get ready for work. What do you use? I use Dollar Shave Club. What I love about Dollar Shave Club is they have everything I need to look, feel, and smell my best. What I love even more is the fact I never have to go to a store. That's because, number one, DSE delivers everything I need directly to my door, and two, they keep me fully stocked on what I use so I don't run out. Here's how it works. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready, no matter what you are getting ready for. They have you covered head to toe for your hair, your skin, your face, you name it, they've got it. And they have a new program where they automatically keep you stocked up on the products you use. You determine what you want, when you want it. It shows up right at your door from once a month to once every 6 months. That's what I do for my Amber Lavender Body Cleanser, for my Sage Black Pepper Shampoo. All this stuff smells delightful, by the way. Plus, with their handsome discount, the more you buy, the more you save. And right now, they've got a bunch of starter sets you can try for just $5, like their oral care kit. After that, the restock box ships regular size products at regular price. So what are you waiting for? Get your starter set for just $5 right now at dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. And again, you get that starter set for just $5, and then you keep the products coming at regular price. dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. Great products from head to toe. dollarshaveclub.com/Ben. All right, so this article in the New York Times essentially contends that there are a bunch of radical feminists who are not allowing transgender people to be part of their movement. This radical gender theorist says, the term coined to identify women like Ms. Parker and Dr. Long is TERF, which stands for Trans Exclusionary Radical Feminist. In Britain, TERFs are a powerful force. If in the United States the mainstream media has been alarmingly ready to hear both sides on the question of trans people's right to exist, again, by the way, no one challenges trans people's quote-unquote right to exist. We challenge whether a man can be a woman or a woman can be a man, because that's not a thing. In Britain, TERFs have effectively succeeded in framing the question of trans rights entirely around their own concerns, that is, how those rights for others could contribute to female erasure. Now, here's where things get really good in this column. They claim that it is a vestige of British imperialism that people think that there is an actual thing as biological sex. That's what this article actually says. It says that in other parts of the world, everybody understands that gender is not binary, but only a long tradition of British feminism interacting with colonialism and imperialism allowed people to think in terms of the gender binary. Here's what this dolt writes. Imperial Britain imposed policies to enforce heterosexuality and the gender binary while simultaneously constructing the racial other as not only fundamentally different, but freighted with sexual menace. From there, it's not a big leap to see sexual menace in any sort of other and biological realities as essential and immutable. What now? So is your claim that in India, where British colonialism was rampant, that people didn't understand there was a difference between men and women, that they didn't believe in the gender binary in India? Is that the contention in colonialized Africa, that there is no such thing as the gender binary in colonial Africa before the British get there? Because it turns out that every society in human history has acknowledged the presence of men and women. Now, they may have suggested that there was a third status for people who acted like women but were men, but they didn't actually believe that those people were women. Okay, this is a new thing. It's generally a new thing. You might be able to find rare counterexamples, but they are not the prevalent rule throughout the history of humanity. Why? Because it's idiotic. Because it makes no sense. The gender binary, the sexual binary, is how human beings procreate. To pretend that doesn't exist, you have to be a fool. Well, coming up, I want to talk about the world of children's literature and children's TV, where it turns out it's easy to promulgate SJW messaging. We'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about the morning coffee that you drink. Morning coffee is an American institution. That's why when it comes to starting my day, I reach for the most American coffee on the market, Black Rifle Coffee. Black Rifle Coffee gives a portion of their sales to vets and first responder causes. Black Rifle Coffee is roast to order. They guarantee you fresh, delicious coffee with every single order. Black Rifle's Coffee Club makes things easy. You just pick your blend and the amount you want. Black Rifle ships your coffee direct to your door every month hassle-free. Wake up with America's coffee, Black Rifle Coffee. Go visit them right now at blackriflecoffee.com/Ben. And you receive 15% off your order. That's blackriflecoffee.com/Ben for 15% off. Once again, blackriflecoffee.com/Ben. I know the folks behind Black Rifle Coffee. They are awesome people. Not only are they politically incorrect, they also make a damn good cup of coffee. And they give a portion of their sales to vets and first responder causes as well. blackriflecoffee.com/Ben for 15% off the best coffee on the market. And it shows up directly to your door every month, hassle-free when you order. Check them out right now. BlackRifleCoffee.com/Ben. Once more, BlackRifleCoffee.com/Ben. All righty. Coming up, a VP over at Sesame Street analyzes the deep and necessary question of whether Bert and Ernie are gay, which led me to think, what if we viewed all children's literature through the prism of SJW-ness? We'll talk about it. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So it's a point of high irritation for me. I have children, and it drives me up a wall when people attempt to politicize children's books, children's TV. Well, today, speaking with The Hollywood Reporter to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Sesame Street, the executive vice president, a guy named Brown Johnson, said that the classical duo of Bert and Ernie may indeed be gay, if that is how one likes to view them. He said people can think whatever they want. You want to think they're gay? Okay. You want to think they're not gay? They're not gay. They're puppets. They're puppets, you idiots. But this led me to think. You know, I read children's books to my kids legitimately every night to put them to sleep. And so I've decided that we are going to bring back an old segment that I used to do, an old segment that I used to do on the radio. And it is called Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime. Today's book, children, is Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. I'm going to read it to you and also explain to you how SJWs view books like this. Are You My Mother? By P.D. Eastman. First of all, this is cisgender, cisnormative, and reinforces outdated sexual stereotypes. A mother bird sat on her egg. The egg jumped. I must get something for my baby bird to eat, she said. So away she went. How dare this bird suggest that a baby bird is inside the egg? It's not a baby bird until it emerges from the egg. Until then, it is a bunch of bird cells. And if she had chosen to drop that egg from that nest onto the ground where it splatted, she would be perfectly within her rights. Inside the nest, the egg jumped. It jumped and jumped and jumped until out came a baby bird. "Where is my mother?" he said, already imbued with all of the evil of the patriarchy. He did not see her anywhere. "I will go and look for her," he said, assuming the gender of his own mother. And he himself might actually be a female bird. We don't know. This is just the gender assigned to him by evil, patriarchal P.D. Eastman. Out of the nest he went, down, 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 plop. The baby bird could not fly. The baby bird was differently abled. Stop that, you. But he could walk. "Now, I will go and find my mother," he said. "Are you my mother?" the baby bird asked a kitten. The kitten just looked and looked. It did not say a thing. Because, I don't know. "Are you my mother?" the baby bird asked a hen. "No," said the hen. Is that correct? Should not the hen have taken care of the baby bird? They are of the same general species, are they not? Cruelty, cruelty. "Are you my mother?" the baby bird asked the dog. "I am not your mother. I am a dog," said the dog. Again, reinforcing species binary stereotypes about dogs not being able to parent small birds. Do you see how we're reinforcing all of these evil hierarchical norms in our children's literature? Do you see it? Small children! "Are you my mother?" the baby bird asked the cow. "How could I be your mother?" said the cow. "I am a cow." Even the cows, whose farts are warming the earth to the point where we will all die swamped by feet of rising water, even the cow has engaged in such normative stereotyping. The baby bird stopped to think. The kitten and the hen were not his mother. The cow and the dog were not his mother. "I have a mother," said the baby bird. "I know I do. I will find her. I will. I will." Very determined baby bird. But all this shows you is that the baby bird has not yet ingested that he is a victim of a hierarchy outside his control. That sort of stick-to-itiveness, that can only exist in the naive mind of people who believe that the world was created with a freedom to move within it. That is certainly not true. This baby bird is subject to forces he doesn't even know exist. Only later will he tragically realize he has no capacity to find his mother. Just then, the baby bird saw a big thing. "You are my mother," he said. The big thing said snort. "Oh no," said the baby bird. "You are not my mother. You are a scary snort." The snort, by the way, is a machine. A cruel, evil machine. Wrecking the earth. Ensuring that future generations will die. Ensuring that the earth itself will be turned into a garbage heap filled with human malice and cruelty. The snort lifted the baby bird up, up, up. Then something happened. The snort put the baby bird right back in the tree. The baby bird was home. This book was paid for by the corporate lackeys of the Koch brothers. That's the only explanation for why a machine, which we know is an enemy to animals everywhere, would actually help a baby bird and put that baby bird back in the tree from whence it came. What a lie. What a lie. Heavy industry is the enemy of the environment and mankind alike. Just then, the mother bird came back. Which, by the way, I don't know why there should have been any expectation she should come back. Once again, with that gender normative thinking. If she had just left the baby bird and left forever, like Maisie the Lazy Bird, another book we'll get to on future episodes of Uncle Ben's SJW Storytime. I don't know why the mother has to come back. If she'd abandoned the baby, that would have been perfectly morally justifiable. Where's the father, after all? "I know who you are," said the baby bird. "You are not a kitten or a hen or a dog. You are not a cow or a snort. You are a bird, and you are my mother." What a cruel, terrible book in which a baby bird learns that the baby bird must be subject to the norms of a society relying on...
Are you age 60 or above and looking for an opportunity to add more physical activity to your life? Dignity Health Connected Living presents Active Choices, a free 6-month program just for you. Active Choices is simple and straightforward. You will experience the positive, health-enhancing effects of physical activity with the help of an Active Choices health educator, all in the comfort of your own home. For more information, call 530-226-3054.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. In an often contentious hearing that stretched nearly to 6 hours, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker insisted he's not interfered in the Mueller investigation.
Whitaker testifying,
"There has been no event, no decision that has required me to take any action, and I have not interfered in any way with the special counsel's investigation."
New York's Gerald Nadler pressing him on his refusal to recuse himself from overseeing the probe.
"You decided that your private interest in overseeing this particular investigation, and perhaps others from which you should have been recused, was more important than the integrity of the department."
Georgia Republican Doug Collins decrying the theatrics.
"I'm thinking about maybe we just set up a popcorn machine in the back, because that's what this has become."
Collins calling it a dog and pony show.
That is Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines with that report. Also, a Maryland woman is facing charges. She assaulted White House counselor Kellyanne Conway at a restaurant last November. Kelly was with her daughter when the woman grabbed her shoulders from behind, started shaking her, and yelling, "Shame on you." The woman's attorney says his client was expressing her personal opinions about a public figure in a public place. Virginia's Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax now has a second woman who's accusing him of sexual assault.
Days after a college professor accused the lieutenant governor of forcing her into a sex act in 2004, a second woman has come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault in the year 2000, when she and Fairfax were students at Duke University. While Fairfax vehemently denied the first allegation, a second accusation further clouds the future of Virginia's leadership, embroiled in a blackface scandal.
That is Jackie Quinn with that report. Meanwhile, Target's modified its smartphone app after a Minneapolis TV station reported prices displayed on the app changed whenever users approached the retailer's stores. More at townhall.com.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The 3-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
There's a whole slew of vehicle recalls related to potentially deadly Takata airbag inflators.
Subaru, Tesla, and BMW, Volkswagen, Daimler vans, Mercedes, and Ferrari. They're recalling about 1.7 million vehicles to replace the inflators, which can hurl shrapnel into drivers and passengers. At least 23 people have died from the problem worldwide. Hundreds more have been injured. The moves are part of the largest series of automotive recalls in U.S. history. Rich Thomason reporting.
Performers who helped develop successful Broadway shows will share in the profits under a landmark agreement between theater producers and the union representing actors. The New York Times reporting the deal reached Friday by the Broadway League and Actors Equity will let actors and stage managers who took part in a show's development split 1% of the show's profits. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Saudi Arabia says it's still investigating the killing of a critical journalist as the U.S. faces a sanctions deadline.
Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir says the killing of dissident journalist Jamal Khashoggi was a mistake
and mistakes happened. But he insists Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman didn't order the murder, and any determination from the United States that he did would be, in his words, putting the cart before the horse. The U.S. is looking at a deadline to sanction Saudi Arabia under the Magnitsky Human Rights Act. U.S. intelligence agencies have concluded the Crown Prince was involved. The New York Times reported this week the prince told an aide a year before the killing he would use a bullet on Khashoggi, but the president has been reluctant to assign blame. I'm Warren Levinson.
Wells Fargo's technical problems lingered into a second day Friday as the bank continued to recover from a possible fire at one of its data centers. The bank said most of the disrupted services had been restored. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. I've got a lot coming up for you this hour. Joining us in a little while, Andrew Klavan of the Andrew Klavan Show and a fellow Daily Wire compatriot. We'll get to him in just a little while. Plus, AOC's Green New Deal. What's the fallout like? Are the media worshiping at the altar or actually making blood sacrifices to her? We'll get to that important question in a little bit. First, I have to give you the update from Virginia, where there is now a second rape allegation, sexual assault allegation, against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. Happiest person in America today? Ralph Northam, the current governor of Virginia, who was on the outs until it turned out the guy who would replace him has now been hit with two serious accusations of sexual assault, one springing from 2004 and one springing from his college days. Meanwhile, Ralph Northam is trying to brazen this thing out. He says he's not going anywhere, and he has come up with his plan for atonement. So we talked earlier this week about atonement for things like dressing up like an idiot in 1985. His photo from his Facebook page, or for his yearbook page, rather, is actually racist, right? I mean, actually having a picture of yourself in blackface next to a guy dressed up as a member of the KKK, that's actually racist. He said he dressed up like Michael Jackson. In my opinion, not as objectively racist. I don't know his intent, but it seems fair to assume intent in that particular case could just be that you like Michael Jackson and you think it's funny, not that you're actually trying to mock all black people or something like that. In any case, Ralph Northam is trying to brazen this thing out, and he has hit upon a strategy for brazening it out, going public with his new reading list. I am not kidding you. Darren Sands from BuzzFeed reporting. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, still facing calls to resign as governor a week after the revelation that his page in a medical school yearbook features a racist photograph, is now tightly focused on coming up with plans to survive. His office has begun to explore how it might recalibrate Northam's legislative agenda to focus closely on race and equity, sources close to the governor tell BuzzFeed News. So the way he's going to get out of this is by pushing a bunch of legislation beloved of the NAACP, presumably. The move would mark a brazen attempt to hang on to his office by shifting the conversation away from Northam's admission of having once worn blackface and his denials that he is featured in a racist yearbook photo, either as the person in blackface or the person in a Klan outfit. Northam's policy team is looking at crafting a set of proposals based on the premise that the governor's mistakes have rendered him keenly aware of inequity and the lack of justice faced by black Virginians 400 years after the first African people arrived in the Commonwealth at Point Comfort in 1619. So in other words, he is now going to be made to pay reparations for his youthful indiscretions on his Facebook page by passing a bunch of he's been made aware. He's been awakened, you see, to racial sensitivity. So this is just a payoff. The centerpiece proposal is not complete in its scope or in terms of what it will seek to accomplish, but there are many possibilities being considered for a broad platform, increasing resources for affordable housing, setting new, more equitable standards in small business procurement, implementing programs that expand economic opportunity for entrepreneurs, pumping money into public services like education and transportation. Now, all of that sounds like just down-the-line lefty policy, but it turns out that if you pretend that you're doing it to help out black folks in Virginia, then maybe they'll let you get away with being a douchebag in 1985 when you were in medical school. Now that he knows better, he is going to do better, a Northam advisor said. So you're going to have to explain to me, did he oppose those plans, like any of those particular policy proposals? Which ones did he oppose? The affordable housing one? And is it now racist to oppose affordable housing policies that are generally counterproductive in creating a need for new construction? Northam is still struggling to convince those around him he should be able to complete his term in office and that he was not, in fact, in the yearbook photo. His chief argument, as he has huddled with advisors and staff, that he was not. The people in the picture were holding beers in their right hands. That struck Northam as odd, a source close to his office said. Ah, so now we're replaying To Kill a Mockingbird, except instead of determining whether Tom Robinson beat a white woman because he was crippled in one of his hands, now it's Ralph Northam trying to determine whether he was in blackface or a KKK outfit based on which hand he was holding his beer. Literally, hold my beer. Literally. In medical school, Northam told advisors he'd been so awkward with his right hand that he had to force himself to hold the scalpel with it. His left hand was his dominant hand, and indeed, the hand with which he was holding a beer in the picture of him alone in a cowboy hat, next to one that could yet alter the course of his political career. So, to be straight, there's a photo on his yearbook page of a person in blackface next to a person in a KKK outfit, and his best defense is, I hold the beer in my other hand. Because as we all know, you only hold beer in one hand. I, for example, have never held a beer in my right hand. Oh, wait, no, I have. But I've never held a beer in my left hand. Well, actually, I've done that too. It turns out people hold beers in both hands. I know, mind-blowing stuff. The picture was the first missive that sparked an uproar that has plunged Virginia's politics into a seemingly bottomless pit of disarray, and especially the state's Democratic Party, which had been in the midst of a political revival buttressed by Hillary Clinton's winning performance in 2016. Now, here's where it gets really good. Backed by Northam's assertion he's neither person in the photo, Strategic Communications and PR firm IR Plus Media to help him try to recover. The team, led by top strategist Jarvis Stewart, a veteran of Capitol Hill, will try to determine how the photo got into the yearbook, an obscure artifact of national political importance that Northam says he didn't buy at the time and claims he had never seen. But if it's not him in the photo, then he has another set of problems. Why would he put out a statement of apology suggesting he was in the picture after it was published, only to rescind it the next day and then admit guilt of using blackface in an attempt to impersonate Michael Jackson years earlier? Northam is telling those close to him that the answer lies in his character. Northam, who hails from the Commonwealth's Eastern Shore, a somewhat isolated locale, has explained privately to advisors that both his training and experiences at the Virginia Military Institute and as a serviceman fostered an ethos of accepting responsibility in the interest of moving on. In other words, the reason he originally apologized is because he felt, I'll accept responsibility for something I didn't do because I'm just a great soldier, which makes no sense at all. Presumably, if there had been a picture of a person wearing skimpy lingerie, and it was not Ralph Northam, he would not have immediately jumped to, oh yeah, I take responsibility for that. The civil rights community are keeping pressure on Northam to resign. There is something wildly off-putting about Reverend Al Sharpton leading the charge. You know, Al Sharpton, the Jews are diamond merchants. Al Sharpton, pin back your yarmulke and come over to my house if you want to fight, Al Sharpton. Sharpton appeared Thursday at the historically black Virginia Union University, flanked by other religious leaders. Sharpton suggested that even if he was not in the picture, his admission that he had put some shoe polish on his face to impersonate Jackson was still more than enough cause to resign. Yeah, good luck with that argument. He says, it's tantamount to saying I didn't rob Wells Fargo Bank, but I did rob Bank of America. Again, as I've said before, I do think there is a distinction in clear intent between somebody putting on black makeup in order to impersonate a celebrity for a Halloween party and somebody putting on black makeup like Ted Danson in 1993 and shouting the N-word at people. Northam doesn't plan to hold any more press conferences anytime soon. This is the best part. Advisors are in the midst of negotiations with major networks for a nationally televised interview they hope will humanize him. Additionally, his advisors have assigned the governor homework. He's begun to read Alex Haley's Roots and The Case for Reparation, the seminal essay in The Atlantic by Ta-Nehisi Coates. You have sinned and you will atone by reading this overwrought, badly written essay in The Atlantic by Ta-Nehisi Coates. You will read this old James Baldwin book, and it will make you no longer racist. To the adult fun camp with you. So, yeah, Virginia may be in quite a bit of trouble. Democrats having some problems over there. Northam will survive. Fairfax will probably go. It is a problem. Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia and Clintonista, he just tweeted out, The allegations against Justin Fairfax are serious and credible. It is clear to me he can no longer effectively serve the people of Virginia as lieutenant governor. I call for his immediate resignation. So that is the first crack in the wall for Justin Fairfax, who will be out. Again, as we reported a little bit earlier, there's a second accuser who now comes forth. Her name is Meredith Wilson, and she says that when she was in college at Duke, she was raped by him, and she says that she has contemporaneous accounts told to a number of friends, Facebook messages sent to friends, emails sent to friends detailing the rape, which is obviously not particularly good. Not particularly good. So I guess that Justin Fairfax is now in trouble. So the unluckiest effect of Ralph Northam being terrible at his job, being an infanticidal guy who wore blackface 34 years ago, victim hardest hit Justin Fairfax, who would have escaped all scrutiny were it not for his possible elevation to the governorship. Mark Herring somewhere is sitting around twiddling his thumbs, just going, oh, please don't look at me. That is the Attorney General of Virginia, third in line. Please, please, please don't look at me. Man, rough to be in Virginia these days. Good times. Wow. Hey, in a second, I'm going to get to the Jeff Bezos story. Jeff Bezos is going to war with National Enquirer. We will explain in just a second. First, let's talk about a college that is great. Okay, I know most colleges, they got a problem with their teaching of diversity of race, but not of thought, with their teaching that there's no such thing as absolute moral truth. There's only moral relativism, not Hillsdale College. Hillsdale College is a wonderful institution. I know a bunch of Hillsdale students. I know a bunch of Hillsdale professors. They are teaching eternal truths. They are teaching the stuff that Western civilization was built on. And you now can learn from Hillsdale because they put out educational courses for a limited time. My good friends at Hillsdale have brought back their powerful online course on the history and proper role of Congress. A good thing for you to know in a time when Congress is now run by radicals like Nancy Pelosi and AOC. This course is absolutely free, and it will equip you to know what we should expect of our Congress. Hillsdale is on a mission to restore liberty in our country, and you can take their excellent online courses for free for a limited time. Sign up today for this critical course at benforhillsdale.com. Learn how Congress used to work, why it doesn't anymore, at benforhillsdale.com. Again, that is benforhillsdale.com. They have all sorts of great educational material. You want to be involved with them. You really do. It's a great institution. benforhillsdale.com. Go check it out right now. All right, so in other news, Jeff Bezos is at war with the National Enquirer. Earlier today, or late yesterday, he put out the news that the National Enquirer was trying to blackmail him with pictures of his junk. So they had gotten a hold of text messages of his junk, and they were basically trying to get him to stop running stories about how the National Enquirer might be in bed with the Saudi Arabian government. And they sent him emails to this effect, because the people who run the National Enquirer are bad at their jobs and also blackmailers. So Jeff Bezos did the manly thing, and he promptly released all of those emails publicly, and he said the National Enquirer is a payoff institution that tries to blackmail people, which it has been for a very, very long time. Now, the wild left-wing speculation is that the reason that the National Enquirer went after Bezos is because President Trump doesn't like Bezos because of the Washington Post going after President Trump. That is unsubstantiated in the extreme at this point. There is no evidence whatsoever that anyone from the Trump administration was involved in the National Enquirer going after Bezos. There is no information, despite suggestions to the contrary, that Trump's administration was grabbing Bezos' text messages from his cell phone and then sending them to the National Enquirer. Nonetheless, that's what one reporter on MSNBC tried to suggest today. He suggested that the investigator hired by Jeff Bezos actually thought, DeBecker, thought that the government was behind the text leaks. Here was this reporter on MSNBC explaining.
We have spoken extensively with his security consultant, and he's provided us with some very interesting insights into the backstages of this whole drama, including the investigation that has taken place in which they have begun to believe the Bezos camp that this publication by the National Enquirer might have been politically motivated.
Okay, so if that were actually the case, okay, if it were actually the case that the Trump administration was hacking his phone or that they were taking text messages off his phone and then handing it over to the National Enquirer, that is impeachment and criminal activity. No evidence of that at all. That's not stopping people like Frank Rich of the New York Times from trying to promote that story. Well, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to be having on Andrew Klavan of the Daily Wire to break down the latest from Virginia with us, plus AOC's New Deal. So much to talk about. But first, let me remind you, you can make your business more efficient. So this week, we've been doing a lot of work here at the Daily Wire. Some of our employees have shown their mettle. Others will be replaced with ZipRecruiter.com. There are certain job sites that overwhelm you with the wrong resumes. Those are not smart. That's why you should do the smart thing and go to ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you. They have powerful matching technology that scans thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience, and then actively invites them to apply to your job. So you get qualified candidates fast. It's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the United States. That rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, my listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. If you love the show, show your support for the show and ZipRecruiter by going to ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio, B-E-N-R-A-D-I-O. That's ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio. ZipRecruiter is indeed the smartest way to hire. We use it here at the Daily Wire offices when it's time to find new employees. And that's why we have a pretty good hiring record. Go check them out, ZipRecruiter.com/BenRadio, and you can try them out for free. Coming up, Andrew Klavan of The Andrew Klavan Show and The Daily Wire stops by, satirist extraordinaire. He'll be here to analyze AOC's Green New Deal, plus the situation in Virginia, where the governor is now safe because he is reading Ta-Nehisi Coates, but the lieutenant governor is out because accusations of sexual assault. Woo boy, this is The Ben Shapiro Show.
This is the Savage Nation.
Thank God Ray Donovan is dead. The only compelling character in this series is John Voight. Not only because I like him personally, but because he's absolutely got the screen presence to take over the show every time he appears. It's become a slasher movie. Unfortunately, the whole thing stinks. It's dreck. It's garbage.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new law that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the latest from Virginia, a second accuser has now come forward against Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. She's accusing him of sexual assault back in 2000 while they were both undergraduate students at Duke University. Justin Fairfax, for his part, is denying the allegation, and now he is saying that it is both demonstrably false and also that this is all basically a smear campaign. He says, I deny this latest unsubstantiated allegation. It is demonstrably false. I have never forced myself on anyone, ever. I demand a full investigation into these unsubstantiated and false allegations. Such an investigation will confirm my account because I am telling the truth. I will clear my good name and I have nothing to hide. I have passed 2 full field background checks by the FBI and run for office in 2 highly contested elections with nothing like this being raised before. Why, this sounds like exactly the same defense given by Judge Brett Kavanaugh when he was up for the Supreme Court. He concludes, it is obvious that a vicious and coordinated smear campaign is being orchestrated against me. I will not resign. Joining us on the line, Andrew Klavan. Not only is he the host of the Andrew Klavan Show and a Daily Wire contributor, he also is the author of Another Kingdom. The novel, the second novel in his series, is out March 5th. You can go pre-order that now at Amazon or anywhere that good books are sold. Andrew, thanks so much for joining the Ben Shapiro Show.
Always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I mean, so who stays and who goes in Virginia, Drew?
Well, they're in trouble now because if everybody goes who's involved in a scandal, they're stuck with a Republican because the Republican is the Speaker of the House, so they're going to have to go down to them. They've already lost they would lose the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the attorney general are all embroiled in scandal, so they would wind up with a Republican. So I believe that no one's going to go. I think they're all going to – it's just going to kind of go away eventually. Maybe Northam, the governor, will become an independent so he's not staining the precious careers and lives of other Democrats. But how do they get rid of him without getting rid of Fairfax? How do they get rid of Fairfax without getting rid of the next guy down? And then they're stuck with a Republican. They are not going to do it. This is the problem. This is the problem with governing morality through politics, because there's always somebody whose ox is going to get gored. And this is why it's hard not to feel schadenfreude watching this. It's hard not to get a laugh out of this as a conservative watching political correctness, which is a weapon forged to silence conservatives. That's the only reason political correctness was invented. It was a weapon forged to silence and intimidate conservatives. And it's kind of fun to watch it blow up in the face of the Democrats like this, where they're being, you know, where the governor is being attacked for doing a racist, taking a racist picture of 36 years ago. Well, you'd sort of think an apology was necessary. You know, I was a jerk in my 20s. I'm sorry, but now I'm 59. I'm a different person. You'd think that would be enough. But the left has created a world without forgiveness. There's no forgiveness for America's sins of the past. There's no forgiveness for any slight you may have made, any person you might have hurt as far back as high school. They have created this world without forgiveness. So it's kind of hilarious to watch them blow themselves up. But I'm kind of wondering, check me if I'm being too nice here, but I'm kind of wondering if this isn't a teachable moment. I'm kind of wondering if we shouldn't be saying to the left, see, this is what it's like without forgiveness. Yep. This is what the world is like when you don't forgive people. When you don't forgive America for its racist past, which is indubitably there, but if you don't forgive a generation that had nothing to do with it, if you don't forgive people for the stupid stuff they do in their 20s, if you don't forgive people for all the sins that they have committed that don't represent who they are, that aren't crimes, this is what the world looks like. It's a terrible place where we just rip each other apart all the time.
I totally agree with this. And I've been claiming basically all along that I'm not sure that any of these three should actually be forced to resign on the basis of what we know at this point. Justin Fairfax has not been convicted in a court of law. There's no evidence against him except for these 2 allegations. The allegations may be serious, but we wouldn't put him in jail for those allegations. And it seems to me that you need more than that to get somebody to destroy their life. As far as Ralph Northam, if the guy hadn't been a dolt in the first place, I mean, first of all, the fact that he's in office and still infanticidal seems to me slightly more troubling than the fact that he took a photo in 1985 that he says he wasn't in, or that he dressed up as Michael Jackson in 1985. Here's Drew, you want the comedy line of the day. He is now vowing, Northam is. He is vowing to stay, but also to read Alex Haley's Roots and Ta-Nehisi Coates. This is the way that he really, it's like a religion. It's like a religion. It's like, say, 5 Hail Marys and 1 Our Father, and then you're fine.
Well, it's reassuring to know that as he's leaving babies to die, he won't be wearing a white hood. But, I mean, I think that his comment that basically infanticide was all right with him is a lot worse and a much more impeachable offense than these things, you know, that, you know, 20-year-old guys, they do stupid stuff, you know. I mean, God knows if every single person were condemned for the stupid stuff they did in youth, who would escape hanging? You know, which one of us would get away? None of us. So it's only a matter of who gets caught, basically, and who gets exposed. That's why I admire Jeff Bezos for what he did the other day when he threw out his, you know, he just said, here's my ugly pictures that I sent out. Here's my adulterous emails. I'm not going to be, you know, publish and be damned, like the Duke of Wellington said. I'm not going to be blackmailed. You know, eventually, you can do this to anybody, and especially with everything online, you can get anybody on something they did in the past. And since it's all politics, since we know that they're going to condemn a Roy Moore in Alabama, but not the guy in New Jersey who was doing the same stuff, since we know it all depends on which political party you're in, it's not about morality at all, is it? It's really just about who we can get and who we can bring down. So yep. I don't know. Maybe this is a teachable moment for the Democrats. I suspect that what they're going to do is just wait for the next Supreme Court nomination, go right back into condemnation mode while nothing really happens in Virginia.
Well, I do have to get your 30-second segue, about 15 seconds here. So, Drew, I need 5 words to describe Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal.
Well, I'll tell you, AOC is good-looking, stupid, and vicious, and that's a very dangerous combination, and this is a tyrannical document, absolutely.
Well, that's Andrew Klavan. He's the author of Another Kingdom. He's also the host of The Andrew Klavan Show, which you should go check out over at dailywire.com. It is there every day, and it is excellent. It's another reason why you should subscribe to Daily Wire. Drew, thanks so much for being on the program.
Always a pleasure. See you.
Coming up, we're going to jump into the latest Democratic reaction to AOC. Is she a genius or the greatest genius?
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Light Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair, and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth a ride.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Recall this chain of dominoes. It began with the governor of Virginia endorsing infanticide, after which somebody from his med school leaked a photo from his yearbook page that involved a man in blackface and another man in a KKK outfit. First, Northam said, "I apologize for it." Then Northam said, "It's not me, but I did dress up like Michael Jackson, and here, watch me do the moonwalk." And then his wife was like, "Don't do that." And then he stopped, and then he said, "I'm not going to resign. I'm sticking around." Then people said, "Well, if you were to resign, we'd get this great guy, Justin Fairfax." Then the bleep hit the fan for Justin Fairfax, because a woman came forward and said, "Oh, yeah, in 2004, he forced me into oral sex." And then another woman has now come forth and said, "In 2000, when we were at Duke, he raped me." And now there are reports out that there are more women in the wings waiting to tell their stories about Justin Fairfax. This, of course, has driven Terry McAuliffe, the former governor of Virginia, to call for his resignation, Senator Mazie Hirono to call for his resignation. Weird how all of this happened just in the last few hours, because a few hours ago, the formidable AOC was specifically asked about what should happen to Justin Fairfax while she was walking down a hallway and suggested that she had never heard of Justin Fairfax. Who is this Justin Fairfax? There's been gambling going on here? Here's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez running away from a reporter down a hall that has no doors while pretending she's lost.
It won't take too long. I just wanted to ask you, Congressman. Congresswoman, I just wanted to ask if you think that the accuser of Lieutenant Governor Fairfax should be believed. I didn't quite catch the end. I'm sorry about that, Congresswoman.
I said I was looking into the scenario, but I haven't heard anything about this.
Good time. So there she goes, right down the hall. I've never heard of this. Justin who? What now? Say what now? Who? So this is pretty great. So there's not going to be an impeachment of Justin Fairfax. He's not going to go anywhere. He is going to stick around. He is going to stick around. He's not going to go, because why should he? Honestly, why should he? He's going to brazen this thing out. If Bill Clinton could brazen it out, if Donald Trump could brazen it out, everybody's been able to brazen this out who's tried to brazen it out. Can you name somebody who didn't brazen it out and get away with it? Like, really, the only person who tried to brazen it out and didn't get away with it that I can think of is Roy Moore. Right, Roy Moore tried to brazen it out, and then the voters just rejected him. But that's the only case I can think of. The only people who have paid the price for crimes like this are people who have actually resigned for crimes like this in the past. So Justin Fairfax is going to stick around. Meanwhile, Ralph Northam is doing his best to make atonement by reading Ta-Nehisi Coates. Yeah, that's pretty fantastic. By the way, oh, man, this is so good. So you'll recall that I discussed a couple segments ago that Ralph Northam, his argument that it's not him in a racist yearbook picture is that people were holding beers in their right hands and he is left-handed. Then there's this unfortunate detail. There's a picture of him from National Beer Lovers Day from this year, September 7, 2018. He is holding a beer. I will give you two guesses as to which hand he is holding the beer in. You guessed right. He is holding it in his right hand. Even though... Man, 2019 is like 2018 with a sense of humor. It is just phenomenal. So that is great stuff right there. My defense is, I have never held a beer in my right hand. Oh, wait, what's this in my right hand? Just... I like that Northam is going to try to buy his way out of racism charges by providing some affordable housing or something. It really is pretty spectacular and shows you how much of the Al Sharpton routine is basically just a shakedown routine. Okay, well, we know you're a racist. Here's some affordable housing, Al, that you can tell to your donors. Oh, okay, I guess you're not a racist anymore. Works out just fantastically well. Meanwhile, the stupidity on the left side of the aisle continues apace. Cory McBooker, a.k.a. Spartacus, he has now come out and endorsed AOC's Green New Deal. Now, as you'll recall from yesterday's show, the Green New Deal is legitimately one of the stupidest documents ever written. It is illiterate. It is foolish. It makes no sense. It doesn't achieve the goals it sets out to achieve. It did achieve the goal of making me laugh my ass off yesterday on this show. So that was pretty great. It was endorsed by every major Democrat running for president. So first, Cory Booker endorsed the New Deal in tweet form. He said, excited to join AOC and Senator Markey on a historic Green New Deal resolution to address the peril of climate change and worsening inequality. Our history is a testimony to the achievement of what some think is impossible. We must take bold action now. He did it like that with his mouth moving all huge. We must take bold action now. Okay, and then Booker doubled down on it. He said, we have to fight global warming like it's moon Nazis, like Nazis from the moon or something. Here's Cory McBooker.
And there's a lot of people now that are blowing back on the Green New Deal. They're like, oh, it's impractical. Oh, it's too expensive. Oh, it's all of this. If we used to govern our dreams that way, we would have never gone to the moon. And when the planet has been in peril in the past, who came forward to save Earth from the scourge of Nazi and totalitarian regimes? We came forward.
Who came forward? Captain America came forward. Who came forward to go to the moon? I did, and I have not yet returned. Cory Booker. That guy's a terrible actor. As I've said, Nicolas Cage in Cory Booker's body. Pretty solid stuff right there. Cory Booker was not the only person spouting this nonsense. By the way, you do have to love, you have to admire the commitment to the part. The commitment to the role is really what matters there. You know, there's some roles that require you to commit. Cory Booker commits to the role of Cory Booker. That is a dude who says things with a straight face like fighting a gradually warming temperature over the course of the next century by completely devastating the American economy. That is just like when we sent a man to the moon. That is just like when we fought the Nazis, the space Nazis, and their global warming gamma rays. That's a crazy guy right there. He's not the only crazy guy. Elizabeth Warren, not a guy, I assume, she tweeted out, if we want to live in a world with clean air and water, we have to take action to combat climate change now. I'm proud to join Representative AOC and Senator Ed Markey on a Green New Deal resolution to fight for our planet and our children's future. And she said she wants to paint with all the colors of the wind. And she rode off down the fruited plains of Oklahoma while talking about the Green New Deal. Kamala Harris also came forward and supported this thing. We've been told that she is just super intelligent. She says, I am proud to co-sponsor AOC and Ed Markey's Green New Deal. We must aggressively tackle climate change, which poses an existential threat to our nation. Yeah, sure, lady. And then there is Kirsten Gillibrand, who tweeted, a Green New Deal is ambitious. It's bold. What I love is when people take dumb ideas and, like, it's bold. You see me taking this spike and plunging it into my abdomen? Bold. Bold choice, Cotton. Let's see how it works out for her. Because a Green New Deal is ambitious. It's bold. I love when boldness becomes a descriptor of policy. How about, like, effective? How about well-reasoned? Bold. Here I am, taking my face and smashing it into this razor. Here I am, taking this toaster and dropping it on my own head while it's still on and I'm sitting in a bathtub. Bold moves. It's a bold time. She says, I'm co-sponsoring this resolution with AOC and Senator Markey because it's exactly the kind of action it will take to conquer the biggest threat of our lifetime. If you legitimately believe that over the course of the next century, us achieving zero emissions is the conquest of the biggest threat of our lifetime? All right, lady. Sure. Okay. And you make that your priority. By the way, worth noting, if we cut our emissions to zero tomorrow, you know what happened? We would reduce global warming over the course of the next century by 0.2 degrees Celsius. So yeah, that's going to be, we're going to make all the difference. It's the developing nations, by the way, that are creating all of the emissions right now. It is China, it is India, it is Brazil, it is the developing nations, not the developed nations, that are the real problem in all of this. One of the things that I love most, one of the things that I do adore most about the media, is the way that they have continued to claim that the AOC Green New Deal is a genius idea. In fact, AOC today is really funny. People were making fun of her online by going through her Green New Deal and then putting up fake versions of the Green New Deal, like her calling for unicorns and then posting that text. And she complained about this. She complained because she has a unique capacity to make herself the victim in any scenario. So she tweeted out, "When your Green New Deal legislation is so strong, the GOP has to resort to circulating false versions. But the real one that 70 House co-sponsors on day one and all Dem presidential candidates sign on anyway." And she was tweeting in response to Mark Dice and Jack Posobiec tweeting out satire of her stupid Green New Deal. So she was saying that, how could people satire her? So I said, okay, so why did you pull your backgrounder and FAQ off your website? Did you write them as satire? Please explain, lady brains. So, amazing stuff happening, but we'll tell you about how the media has covered this, because they've covered it as an act of political courage. First, let's talk about the underwear that currently graces your tuchus. If your big Valentine's Day surprise consists of sushi from the local Safeway, instead, you should rethink what a Valentine's gift can be. With Tommy John, the most comfortable underwear for everyone on the planet, a gift that is not only unexpected but genuinely needed. Tommy John is redefining comfort for men and women with luxuriously soft, feather-light, moisture-wicking underwear that moves with you, not against you. With no pinching, no bunching, no riding up, it's no wonder Tommy John has sold over 6 million pairs. If you're still looking for a Valentine's Day gift, their limited edition loungewear and underwear, including matching his and her sets, are the perfect alternative to boring, played-out cliche gifts. Last year, the limited edition collection sold out in less than a week, so don't wait until the last minute. And with Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear or its free guarantee, if you don't love your first pair, you will get a full refund. So there is no excuse not to buy the gift of comfort they truly deserve. Tommy John, no adjustment needed. Shop limited edition Valentine's Day gift sets. Use promo code Ben at TommyJohn.com right now for 20% off your first order. That is promo code Ben for 20% off only at TommyJohn.com. Indeed, that is TommyJohn.com. And use that promo code Ben for 20% off your first order. So, what I love about AOC defending her own plan is she doesn't even, like, know what's in it, or she doesn't understand it, or she's a massive liar. So, flashback to yesterday morning. She is asked, will your plan require massive government intervention? AOC, answer.
As you know, Congresswoman, one reason that people who are politically conservative are skeptical of efforts to combat climate change mm-hmm. is that it sounds to them like it requires massive government intervention, mm-hmm. which they just mm-hmm. don't like. Are you prepared to put on the table that, yes, actually, they're right. What this requires is massive government intervention.
It does. It does. Yeah, I have no problem saying that.
She's so brave. She just said straight out, it requires massive government intervention for 8 hours. At which point she tells Chuck Todd, of MSNBC, no, I would never call for massive government intervention. That is just Republicans lying about me.
One way that the right does try to mischaracterize what we're doing as though it's like some kind of massive government takeover. Mm-hmm. Obviously, what we're trying to do is, well, obviously it's not that, because what we're trying to do is release the investments from the federal government to mobilize those resources across the country.
Okay, so there she is, reversing herself inside of 8 hours. But don't worry, all genius, all brilliance. Headline from the New York Times, liberal Democrats formally call for a Green New Deal, giving substance to a rallying cry. And then the entire article is about how there is no substance to the Green New Deal. It is just a rallying cry. That's legitimately the entire article. It's about, they say, liberal Democrats put flesh on their Green New Deal slogan on Thursday with a sweeping resolution intended to redefine the national debate on climate change. A sweeping resolution is not putting flesh on bare bones. They say in the article, two paragraphs later, the resolution has more breadth than detail. And is so ambitious, Republicans greeted it with derision. But as a blueprint for liberal ambition, it was breathtaking. So in other words, no, there is no flesh on the slogan. It's still just the slogan. But the New York Times claims that it is not a slogan because it's a genius idea. It's a genius idea. This is like when Joe Biden was saying during the campaign, we should create a mission to cure cancer. It's our moonshot. And everybody's like, great, curing cancer would be awesome. How do you want to do that? And he's like, curing cancer. Let's do it, man. Are you committed or are you not committed? At some point, do they stop being bumper sticker salespeople and actually start creating legislation? Or when they do create six-page plans that are full of nonsense, are we allowed to take it seriously? According to Politico, no. According to Politico, it is the impossible green dream of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. The Green New Deal will never happen the way it's laid out. And that's also kind of the point. That's exactly what I said to my wife when I married her. I said, honey, I'm going to support you, keep you, and nourish you. You know, it may not happen, but that's kind of the point. All right? Okay. In a second, I want to talk to you about helicopter parenting, why your parenting may be creating inequality. That's what the New York Times says. Anyway, we'll get to that in just a second. First, let's talk about dealing with the IRS. So you had a bad year last year because you had to deal with the IRS. You really want that running all the way through 2019? Don't do it. Consider what's at stake when the IRS has you in your sights. Your paycheck, your bank account, your business, even your home. You are smart. You know better than to deal with the IRS alone. You need expert help. But who? They're all the same, correct? Wrong. Optima Tax Relief. It's America's number one tax resolution firm. Optima knows that behind every tax problem are honest, hardworking Americans with families, paychecks, and bank accounts to protect. When you engage Optima to fight for you and protect what's yours, you're getting a proven award-winning team, a team who can help stop the aggressive collection actions and help put your IRS problems behind you. That's how Optima has saved nearly $1 billion for their clients. Call for your free consultation while you still have options. Call 800-956-6166. That is 800-956-6166. Optima Tax Relief, making sure that you can resolve your IRS tax problems in timely and useful fashion. 800-956-6166. Don't face the IRS alone. 800-956-6166. Well, coming up, Cardinal Dolan of New York is now in a war of words with Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York. It should go beyond that. We'll talk about that. Plus, it turns out that Chris Pratt is now under fire from Ellen Page. What did the Guardians of the Galaxy star do wrong? We'll tell you in just a second. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This is the Savage Nation.
Thank God Ray Donovan is dead. The only compelling character in this series is John Voight. Not only because I like him personally, but because he's absolutely got the screen presence to take over the show every time he appears. It's become a slasher movie. Unfortunately, the whole thing stinks. It's dreck. It's garbage.
The Savage Nation. Listen for free online on your favorite podcast app from the Westwood One Podcast Network.
Make a healthy choice about the air you breathe. Start with the Wave Smart Ventilation Unit to expel the polluted damp air from your basement and crawl space. Then add upstairs a hospital-grade 6-stage air purifier, which includes a HEPA filter and a powerful dual UV system. Stop worrying about mold, odors, radon, carbon monoxide, chemicals, and hundreds of other pollutants that are trapped in your home. Visit dryhome123.com and learn how to make your home healthier and fresher all year round. That's dryhome123.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The city of Portland has gone completely off its rocker. The Portland City Council is about to pass a resolution to acknowledge the city's history of white nationalism, denounce the recent uptick in alt-right organizing in town, and request a training to educate city staff on the realities of white supremacy in Portland. Okay, let's just recall, Antifa basically took over the city this year. They started directing traffic at various intersections and beating up people with whom they disagreed. According to Blair Stenvik, who is a reporter for the Portland Mercury, he tweets, "The council will vote on this resolution denouncing white nationalism. They've scheduled 90 minutes for the item. Nicole Grant is introducing the bill. She says white supremacy is woven into the fabric of Portland, Oregon, past and present. She says, living as a black woman in Portland, I look over my shoulder more than I ever have in my life. She says this resolution puts a marker down for the city of Portland. Do not underestimate the impact of your words in denouncing white supremacy when doing so appears to be the exception." Well, there's a couple of other problems with this particular resolution. Apparently, it does actually call for, it actually calls for something resembling free speech crackdowns. It's actually pretty wild. Apparently, it promises to hold accountable those who abuse freedom of expression, and apparently gives Islam a special status. So, good times over in Portland. Meanwhile, in Seattle, things are similarly crazy. A council candidate apparently is now blaming white masculinity for a University of Washington death. This is according to Jason Rantz over at MyNorthwest.com. A 19-year-old woman tragically died at the University of Washington after slipping on ice. When it was later determined she died from a blood clot in her lung, it didn't stop one Seattle City Council member from blaming a meme page and white masculinity. Then he used the death to fundraise for his campaign, but now he refuses to comment on it. Sean Scott is a fringe District 4 council candidate. He claims a UW student has been credibly accused of helping to organize students to pour ice water on walkways so you could get an extra snow day. The student he accuses is UW College Republican President Chevy Swanson. Scott retweeted a Twitter user citing a joke Facebook event where students said they'd pour water on campus so we have another snow day the day before the deadly fall. A second event said it was to pour water on campus part two, electric boogaloo. Only the event Scott tied to Swanson didn't happen. It was a joke. It was something Scott could have figured out before publicly calling out a college student, implying he was responsible for a classmate's death. It was a meme. Apparently, he pushed it out as a joke. And now a city council candidate suggested that white masculinity was responsible for the death of a woman who slipped and fell but didn't die because of the fall. She died because there was a blood clot in her lung. So good times over in the city of Seattle. Man, the insanity. Also, in the insane world of Hollywood, Ellen Page, you'll remember, is Kitty Pryde. She's now at war with Star-Lord, apparently. What's the problem? Well, apparently she's very angry because Chris Pratt was on Stephen Colbert. And there, he talked about his spiritual side because he talked about how he fasts and how he meditates. And Ellen Page said his church is infamously anti-LGBTQ. So maybe he should address that, too. So very, very bad is Chris Pratt because he goes to Hillsong Church. Now, I know a lot of people who go to Hillsong Church. It is a traditional Christian church. End of story. That's the whole thing. By the way, Stephen Colbert is purportedly a Catholic, so she should ask him where he goes to church. And what is so bad about Pratt's church? Well, in a blog post from 2015, the pastor of the church was asked whether or not they accept gay people as part of their congregation and leadership. He says, Hillsong Church welcomes all people but does not affirm all lifestyles. Put clearly, we do not affirm a gay lifestyle, and because of this, we do not knowingly have actively gay people in positions of leadership, either paid or unpaid. You know, like most traditional churches, synagogues, and mosques. I recognize this one statement alone is upsetting to people on both sides of this discussion, which points to the complexity of the issue for churches all over the world. So now Chris Pratt has to explain himself because he prays at a traditional Christian church. Amazing, according to Ellen Page. But don't worry, this is not an attack on religion. It's just an attack on bigotry. That's exactly how this is couched. All of which has driven Cardinal Dolan of New York to rip into the New York governor. You'll recall earlier this week, Governor Andrew Cuomo ripped into Dolan, suggesting that Dolan was pandering to the religious right by being anti-abortion. That triggered Dolan to tweet a statement saying, debate abortion on what it is. Don't hide behind labels like right-wing and Catholic. Here's Timothy Dolan's statement. He said, today, with a home field advantage in the New York Times, Governor Cuomo linked me with the religious right. This is something new from the governor. He did not consider me part of the religious right when seeking my help with the minimum wage increase, prison reform, protection of migrant workers, a welcome of immigrants and refugees, and advocacy for college programs for the state's inmate population, which we were happy to partner with him on because they were our causes too. I guess I was part of the religious left in those cases.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Politics continues to get messy in Virginia as yet another allegation of sexual assault is levied against Virginia's lieutenant governor.
Another woman has come forward to accuse Virginia Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. This woman says the attack took place in 2000 when she and Fairfax were students at Duke University. Earlier this week, a California college professor accused Fairfax of forcing her to perform a sex act in 2004. Fairfax called it a political attack. Before the allegation surfaced, there had been calls for Fairfax to take over if Governor Ralph Northam resigns over a racist photo on his yearbook page. Next in line, the state's attorney general, who also admitted to a blackface incident. Meanwhile, Northam told his staff he's staying put. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker said Friday he has not interfered in any way with the special counsel's Russia investigation as he faced a contentious and partisan congressional hearing in his waning days on the job. The hearing before the House Judiciary Committee was the first and likely only chance for the newly empowered Democrats in the majority to grill an attorney general they perceive as a Trump loyalist. A Maryland woman facing charges that she assaulted White House counsel Kellyanne Conway at a restaurant.
According to Montgomery County, Maryland court documents, the 63-year-old woman was charged in November with second-degree assault and disorderly conduct. Conway was at a Mexican restaurant in Bethesda with her teenage daughter when the woman grabbed Conway's shoulders from behind, started shaking her, and yelling, "Shame on you." The woman's attorney says his client did not assault Conway, but was expressing her personal opinions about a public figure in a public place. Greg Clugston, Montgomery County, Maryland.
And you can always check out more news and read more analysis, both at townhall.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-664-0310. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-664-0310 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-664-0310 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-664-0310.
Five-time Oscar-nominated actor Albert Finney died on Friday.
Finney made his debut as the charming and romantic Tom Jones in 1963, but his roles were all over the map.
He chose right here to become Jason Bourne.
Besides some Jason Bourne movies, he was in a James Bond movie, Skyfall. Finney even did some singing and dancing.
You've made life a song. You've made me the
singer.
He was Daddy Warbucks in 1981's Annie.
Orphan? What are you talking about?
Finney starred with Julia Roberts in Erin Brockovich.
Don't tell me. I don't work hard.
In a 2000 interview, Albert Finney said he was okay not being recognized.
First of all, I'm not on television a lot. I mean, that's the worst thing of, in terms of recognition.
Albert Finney was 82. I'm Ed Donahue.
And you can check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. If you have the Target store app on your phone, you may want to look into updating it.
Target has modified its smartphone app after a Minneapolis TV station reported that prices displayed on the app changed whenever users approached the retailer's stores, sometimes rising by hundreds of dollars. Care TV reports the retailer recently released an updated version of its app that labels whether the price next to a product is online or in-store. Target says the updates to the app make it easier for customers to understand pricing policy. Keith Peters reporting.
Wells Fargo's technical problems lingered into a second day Friday as the bank continued to recover from a possible fire at one of its data centers. Bank said most of the disrupted services were restored, but employees and customers had trouble accessing information on their direct deposits earlier in the day on Friday. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
On native land, and Latino people are descendants of native people, and we cannot be told and criminalized simply for our identity or our status. Period.
Period, 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 or just period? Might have been an ellipsis in her brain there, I'm thinking. That was the new hero of the revolution, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's going to take over the United States of America. We're going to become a pre-Columbian agrarian society again. I hope we'll still be allowed to plant our crops in rows, but we might just have to go with scattering seeds in the field and rediscover irrigation later on. We will have no electricity. We will have no transportation. We will have very little food. Pretty much the commie program of the 20th century. They're trying to breathe life into it again. And, well, vacuum out a few baby brains along the way just for good measure. Good morning and welcome. Today's Democrat Party. Aren't they amazing? They got the Klansmen over there in Virginia, you know, the way down south in the land of cotton. Old times there are not forgotten. Apparently, they were serious about that. And the South will rise again. You know, the Democrats, they had the seat of the Confederacy in Richmond, Virginia, where the Democrat president of the Confederacy, Jefferson Davis, resided. And the Democrats, they yesterday, Nancy Pelosi's for states' rights all of a sudden again. Nancy Pelosi is like, well, the people of, the people of, when she stopped to suck food out from between her teeth, the people of Virginia will decide that. You know, the last time we let the Democrats in Virginia decide something, it led to the Klan uniform and a few other things that we'd like to put into the past, But there we go. Good morning, and welcome. Boy, it's good to be a Democrat. We are at 888-630-9625. This is a party of whack jobs. They are just crazier and crazier. And then you get the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes, the, you know, the descendant of the conquistador that wiped out the Aztecs. He was bragging about, I don't know, the rape of the conquistadors, the conquistadors raping the native people, and she's very proud of this because it's her or something. These people are not well. and she was, yesterday she announced the big, which you've heard all about, no doubt, by now, the new Green Deal, the NGD. They literally are calling it the NGD, AOC, NGD. It's, again, George Orwell's 1984. You need to come up with a new lexicon every few minutes to keep the public off balance. You can never catch up. It's part of the program with the Democrats. Now they have the new Green Deal. You use a lot of LNG there, liquefied natural gas. And the NGD, the new Green Deal from AOC and the DNC, it is absolutely, absolutely astonishing what they're proposing here. But then again, it's not, because this is what the totalitarians have had designs on for, quite some time. I was reading on the National Panhandler taxpayer-funded propaganda for the Democrat Party this morning on Al Gore's Amazing Internet that the left has actually been ginning up this new Green Deal since some conference of insane people in San Francisco 10 years ago, where they decided that martial law and totalitarianism would just be a good start. This is pretty extraordinary stuff. We're going to, you have heard, we're going to do away with all forms of energy except for windmills. And I think, like on Gilligan's Island, we'll put the professor and maybe alternate Gilligan in and out on that bicycle to generate a little bit of electricity. It's absolutely extraordinary. We're going to do away with all fossil fuels. So that's coal and gasoline and oil and kerosene and diesel and fuel, you know, all known forms of fuel for powering. So we're going to do away with the combustion engine. We're going to do away with air travel, because air travel pollutes too much. So we're going to do, so no more airplanes. She's going to un-Wright Brothers the world. Well, not really the world, just the country. Then she sits down with the likes of Chunk Todd. And Chunk Todd is a fluffer for the Democrat Party. And he plays the sousaphone or something like that. He marches back and forth in the studio playing the sousaphone with one of those tall hats on and a marching band uniform. He's a very strange man. His wife, of course, took in millions of dollars at her company from the Bernie Sanders campaign. And Chunk, of course, was a Democrat campaign staffer himself for a period of time. It's good to be a Democrat, because this nitwit called Cortez, the conquistador, she went on a television show with him, and he asked her questions. She gave the dumbest answers you've ever heard anyone give. And he sat there nodding like there was something intelligent being said, like there was something cogent being said when there wasn't. But it's good to be a Democrat, because Chunk is there to fluff you, and then you go over in Stephanopoulos, as the Clinton administration is there to fluff you. Then you go to CNN, and Jim Sciutto, who's an Obama administration official, is there to fluff you. And round the horn, there you go. It's our news media. They're quite extraordinary. So we're doing away with fossil fuels and everything related to fossil fuels. So that means cars, no cars, buses, trucks, any of that. So you're going to have to grow your own food close to home, because you're going to have to carry it home in a basket on your head, because there are going to be no buses. And there might be a high-speed train between you and the farm field. Then it could be a good thing for you. It's quite extraordinary. Literally, she's going to have us, we're going to have like our papooses and slings over our backs, and we're going to have baskets on our head with grain. And if your family's very wealthy, you might be allowed to own a water buffalo. These people are these people are really something. And then we're going to do away with nuclear energy, because it's clean and produces almost no CO2. And it's very cost-effective, and it generates electricity for your electric cars, which I think we're still subsidizing those $100,000 Teslas. It's welfare for the rich, but I noticed that she never talks about welfare for the rich when it comes to electric cars and $100,000 Teslas and so on. So no fossil fuels, no nuclear energy. So I don't know if it's in there, but you can't have hydroelectric power either, because the fish, you know, it's the fish. It's like the answer to that old question about the existentialist. Now, why no hydroelectric power either? The fish is the answer. And literally, they want to shut down hydroelectric because they think it interferes with the secret lives of fish. And no nuclear power, because they saw that Jane Fonda movie in 1976 or whenever that was. And no fossil fuels, because they saw that Al Gore documentary. And And then no red meat because cow flatus, you know, cow flatus is a major threat to civilization. And so we can't have that. So there are no more McDonald's going to put McDonald's in his. And it doesn't matter anyway because we're all going to die of starvation. We're going to die. It's going to be like Ukraine in the 1930s. We're going to be laying on the side of the road dying of starvation by the millions, which is what the communists accomplished in the 20th century again and again and again. In case you missed the 20th century, it's chock full of lessons about people like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and ideas. I'm making quotation marks with my fingers like hers. They're not ideas at all. So we'll get into some of the new Green Deal. It's really a demonstration of a political party that is suffering from a collective mental illness. They're very severely mentally ill in very large numbers, and they've been elected to high office and sent to Washington to parade their mental illnesses for us. I mean, this new Green Deal is, it would be hilarious if it weren't being taken seriously. But it is. Again, National Panhandler Radio, suckling on the taxpayer teeth. I pay them so they can drive nicer cars than me. And they do, quite literally. I can attest to this and from personal observation. And they love it at NPR as well. Is it likely to pass? Well, not soon. Not soon. But they literally think that we're going to live in this pre-Columbian agrarian society where we're going to have to wait for Jethro Tull to come along to teach us about farming and rows. That's what Jethro Tull did. He created this, you know, the idea of instead of scattering seeds around. And then he did that aqualung thing, but that was another thing. So it's the new Green Deal. They're going to save us all. And it's insane. And I watched DNC TV this morning. I had 2 hours. I can fast forward through some of it, see what they're talking about by their graphics in the lower third and stuff. I don't believe MSDNC brought up the, can we even check that? The DNC TV, I don't think they brought up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal in 2 hours of fraudulent programming today with the Pigeon Sisters. And they were, again, they're lying. They're in Florida with the Washington backdrops, lying. And the, you know, Mr. the blonde, the bleach blonde bouffant boy, the lost Gabor sister who's in Florida to evade taxes because he doesn't want to pay his fair share. They just, the things that come out of these people's mouths, it's extraordinary. So I brought some of it in today, and we're going to play some of this for you. They're just extraordinary. They apparently, you know, this Khashoggi guy, whose name they're still mispronouncing on television, he was murdered in Istanbul, Turkey, which Istanbul is Constantinople. And apparently MBS, they like to call him MBS, like he's a Mercedes or something. And he did it. But today, the New York Times has a story that says MBS wanted to kill him a year ago. And that's a big front page story. And you know what it is on MSNBC? It's a Trump story. It's about Trump. It's all about Trump. That's what it's all about. Also, Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, has popped the cork on David Pecker. He's got a funny name, David Pecker, and he's the owner of the National Enquirer. And Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, who owns the Washington Post. They're both journalists, apparently. And I think the National Enquirer is more legitimate at this point, and I have some proof of that this morning also. And I marvel at this, so that Bezos popped with this thing that the head, David Pecker, the head of the National Enquirer, was threatening to blackmail him or trying to blackmail him and extort, which are technically two different things, but they're similar. And this is a Trump story, too, because Trump knows David Pecker and David Pecker knows Trump. So like the bleach blonde bimbo, not even Mika this time, her husband, Joe, the lost Gabor sister, he this morning with his bouffant, and he's got this out-of-control blonde bouffant. He was gray just like a year ago, and now he's blonder than Andrea Mitchell. It's an amazing thing to watch. And this morning, he said, this is what happens in the minds of mentally ill people. He said, well, now we need to know if David Pecker was blackmailing members of the House of Representatives for Trump. Blackmailing members of the Senate for Trump. I'm like, you people are so obsessed. You really, I think you have posters of him on the inside of your clothes of Trump. You're really wearing Trump underwear, I think. And then we had Ivanka Trump was on the television this morning being interviewed by ABC. I think it was ABC. That's the show with that's hosted by the the Clinton administration official, as opposed to the one that's hosted by the Obama administration official. It's good to be a Democrat. Everywhere you go, there are fluffers that have been pre-positioned. They're like sleeper cells waiting for you to comfort you and to afflict your political enemies. By the way, has anybody noticed that the Obama administration used the IRS against its political enemies, then used the Justice Department, the FBI, and the CIA, and the FISA court against its political enemies? Has anybody, I mean, that's right out there in the middle of the table like a bouquet of flowers from pro-flowers, see, because Valentine's Day is just around the corner. And it's just sitting there for everybody to see. And nobody, why is this not the subject of daily conversation? I think it should be. It seems pretty apparent that the FBI, the Justice Department, that's Loretta Lynch, and then James Comey, were brought to bear, and all of the powers that they held, that they possessed, were brought to bear against the Trump campaign and then the Trump presidency, the Trump administration. I think maybe that should be a news story rather than Khashoggi, whose name they continue to mispronounce and butcher and savage in so many different ways. Speaking of savaging in so many different ways, you know, the last couple of years, the Trump administration has been cracking down on the vicious, savage street gang called MS-13. They're drugs and child prostitution and forcing children into drugs and child prostitution. They hack little girls to death with machetes and things. And so the Trump administration has been cracking down on this gang of savages. And the other night he called them a savage gang in the State of the Union address. Well, the Washington Post has a contribution today on behalf of the Democrat Party. It's an in-kind contribution to the Democrat Party. It should be illegal, but I guess it's protected by the First Amendment. We just didn't expect people to be this corrupt. You know, the founders didn't envision people this corrupt in the future. That was their mistake, I guess. The big mistake is they didn't envision the left coming along. So here's the headline in Dr. Evil's Post today. They've got in quotation marks the words savage gang, as though they're disparaging the president for calling MS-13 a savage gang. And the headline is, despite Trump's relentless rhetoric, MS-13 murders are down. Well, that is indeed inexplicable, isn't it? I don't know exactly what to say about that, except they've been cracking down on MS-13 for 2 years while Barack Obama, you know, sat back and let them spread like herpes in the Clinton family. Like herpes in the Clinton family. Yeah, sure. I don't know how they'd spread, actually, in the Clinton family. Now that I think about it, it'd have to come from outside the family. And then how it would spread inside the family, I really don't know. There it is. Despite Trump's relentless rhetoric, MS-13 murders are down. So he cracks down on MS-13 for 2 years. MS-13 murders are down. And somehow in the Washington Post, Trump is the bad guy in this story. Pretty amazing stuff.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
Guys, are you still looking for a great Valentine's Day gift for your wife or girlfriend? Then treat her to the very best this year with the world's softest pajamas from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for over 15 years. The world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud and softer than a bunny. They're like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way they feel, the softness, warmth, and comfort, and you'll love the way they look. Best of all, you don't have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Plus, they're backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee, so you risk nothing. Thousands of men just like you have made their loved ones happy with the world's softest pajamas. You can too. But you need to get these amazing PJs today because they normally sell out. So here's what you do. It's easy. Go to Pajamagram.com right now or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. That's Pajamagram.com.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
If you have frequent heartburn, take control of it with Prilosec OTC instead of stashing antacids everywhere, like in your junk drawer, buried under old batteries and hotel pens, or in your purse, hiding in the one pocket you won't check. You even have antacids on your nightstand, which are very hard to see in the dark. Ah, it's time you stopped stashing antacids and started taking Prilosec OTC. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn.
It's possible with Prilosec OTC. Use as directed for 14 days, not for immediate relief.
Selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, and hiring the wrong real estate agent can cost you thousands. How do you know who to trust? Introducing HomeLight.com, the innovative solution that makes it easy to find the best real estate agent for you. Why? Because on average, top real estate agents sell homes 8 days faster and 9% above asking price. And that could mean thousands of dollars back in your pocket. The best part is HomeLight is 100% free, and it takes less than 2 minutes. Unlike some other real estate sites, agents can't pay to advertise on HomeLight. Instead, they use data from over 38 million home sales to recommend top real estate agents. With HomeLight, it's easy to find the top performer who can sell your home faster and for more money. If you're planning to sell your home this spring, now is the time to find the best real estate agent. Go to HomeLight.com/news to get started today. That's HomeLight.com/news. HomeLight.com/news.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy, it's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
I certainly hope that Dr. Evil's weenie wagon picks don't go public. We can just choose to not look at them, but what's the richest man in the world going around taking happy snaps of, Mr. Happy? What is the, it's just extraordinary how stupid people are. He's the richest man in the world. You'd think he'd have a functional brain, but apparently not. And of course, that's a story about Trump. If you watch MSNBC, CNN, I have no idea what CNN was doing this morning. They were too tedious to even tune into. But I love this savage. It's like they're frowning at, they're scoffing at, they're the back slapping? They're back clapping President Trump for calling MS-13 a savage gang. It's like they're implying that he's racist for calling MS-13 a savage gang. They'd be proud to be called a savage gang. That's the reputation that they've been aspiring to for a very long time. That's not a disparaging description. They'd be proud of that. They're a savage gang, President Trump calls them. And the Washington Post is upset by that. Despite Trump's relentless rhetoric, and they're like, This is the same thing with, like, illegal border crossings are down. There were only 450,000 of them last year. There were only 70,000 fatal drug overdoses in 2017. I don't know why we don't have the numbers for 2018 yet, but so they say the same thing. Well, if there are only 450,000 illegal border crossings every year, that's down from 600,000 10 years ago. What are we worried about? And now they're on the same thing with MS-13 murders. They like to murder little girls with machetes and baseball bats and force little girls into drugs and prostitution. And the Democrats are like, well, it's, you know, that's going at about the right level now. I think 70,000 dead from fatal drug overdoses a year is about the level that the Democrats were shooting for. And now that we're here, they kind of want to stick in that neighborhood, don't want to deviate from that too much. And MS-13 murders? Well, they're down. I guess, you know, they're down. You know what the right number is for MS-13 murders? Zero. That would be the aspirational number. We may never reach that number, but that's what we should shoot for. At the Washington Post, they say, whatever the numbers are now are pretty good. That's an acceptable casualty level, and they're attacking him here. Over the past 2 years, in tweets and speeches on the campaign trail and in the Oval Office, President Trump has railed against the violent international street gang, MS-13. The president called out the savage gang, in quotation marks, again Tuesday night. And they're like, but murders are down by MS-13. After 2 years of cracking down on him. It's amazing.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Vintage Public House in downtown Reading invites you in to experience their newly remodeled restaurant, now featuring your favorite classic cocktails, Sunday brunch, and more. Have brunch with Vintage and enjoy entrees like chicken and waffles with house-made rum syrup, sweet corn cakes, eggs benedict with crispy pancetta, a mimosa bar with a variety of juices and fresh fruit, and Bloody Marys. Every Sunday from 10 to 2, from appetizers to entrees, lunch, dinner, and now brunch. Vintage Public House. For more information, follow on Facebook or check out their website, VintageReading.com. Located at the corner of Market and Sacramento across from the Cascade Theater.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. We are living in a prophetic time when the insolent will rule and the morally corrupt will make the laws of the land. The young, who have not been taught right from wrong and whose minds have been poisoned, will lead those who are being deceived. People will sink into despair and the eyes of their understanding will remain blind to the only way of escape. Only through a saving relationship with Jesus Christ will they find the peace they are seeking. It's vital you attend a church that will help you learn how to apply God's Word in your everyday life while living in this world. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. industry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomforts. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
On April 13th and 14th, Project Healing Waters will be holding its fifth annual Sundial Challenge. Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing is dedicated to the physical and emotional rehabilitation of disabled active military personnel and disabled veterans through fly fishing and associated activities. There are several sponsorship packages available for those wishing to support our disabled vet. If you can help or have questions, please contact John Boyden at 530-722-0798.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. 70.
Love this story. Trump cracks down on MS-13 very publicly for 2 years. I guess the people at the Washington Post missed it. Michael E. Miller typing up a press release for the Democrats. They're actually giving Obama credit for the... I'm not even kidding. They're in the story. They're giving Obama credit for the... It's Obama. The Obama administration continued the operation. Yeah, it was Trump that cracked down on MS-13. There was a task force before Trump, but Trump's the first one that really gave him what for. And now murders are bottoming out, and they're attacking Trump for using harsh language and describing them as a savage gang. It's kind of the same thing when you call radical Islam, when you call terrorists, terrorists, when you refer to radical Islamic terrorism or the jihad, they become very upset with you, the news media does. You can't, it's impolite to refer to Nazis as Nazis and Klansmen as Klansmen. Speaking of Klansmen, the Democrats in Virginia, you know, they're rising again, those Democrats. Look away, because here come the Democrats again, and they've got their pointed white hats. They whipped out the old pointed white hats again. They got the black face. They got the pointed white hat. They got the rapist guy. They got the Klansman, the black face guy, and the rapist. That's what they got over there. Rising again. I think the Democrats are going to start putting those statues back up. You know, all the statues that were getting torn down? I think Northam is proposing that all those statues get put up again. And then there's the fish. Herring, old Mark Herring, he's the chief law enforcement officer in blackface. And then you got the rapist guy in between. Don't believe the women because he's a Democrat. And also you can't believe black women. That's what I've discovered during the course of this process. Hey, here's the governor and the attorney general. They got a little band. They play. They're not as good as Bernie Sanders singing This Land Is Your Land, but... So they do. Democrat Party's got it. They're having a little gathering down there. Singing up a storm, they are. They miss the old days, those progressives, don't they? Oh, way. They're playing Spud, Spud, Spud in the Mississippi mud after this. They're going to be having a good old time. As the governor, he's walking. He's throwing some hush puppies behind him as he's walking from the governor's mansion over to the cooking house, and, or the other way, whatever he's doing. It's, that's today's Democrat Party. And they're 90% tax rate or a 70% tax rate, and the infanticide thing, and then the open borders. And you know why there's an impasse? I'm going to get back to the Klansmen in just a moment here, but, you know, there's an impasse on Capitol Hill over this. We can have a government shutdown. I mean, I got to say, I've lost interest in whether we're having a government shutdown or not, and everyone else should, too. And if you're one of the people affected by it, well, you know, sorry, Nancy Pelosi has created a completely dysfunctional government in Washington, D.C., by kind of taking the House of Representatives out of the working and playing well with others category. So nothing productive or positive is going to happen anytime soon in Washington. And if there are government shutdowns, see, the government shutdowns always come because the Democrats agree with their friends in the media well ahead of time that the Republicans will get the blame, except for that one Schumer shutdown. But they usually decide months in advance, doesn't matter what the actual issue is, that the Republicans will get the blame for the government shutdown, which, of course, inspires the Democrats to go for the government shutdown because they know that the Republicans will take the fall in the news media. So that guarantees a government shutdown because it's a political win for the Democrats, and they care a lot more about that than they do about your bony ass. I mean, you know, whether you're starving to death or not. In fact, AOC is planning on starving you to death. And it might take a while. It usually does, but they're going to starve the country to death. We're going to have nothing. We're going to rebuild every house. There are no cows, no steaks, no burgers, no red meat, no cars, no airplanes. Really, we're going to have wooden ships. We're going to be like, back to the conquistadors. We're going to have to go off to a foreign land on wooden ships and conquer something just to get a sandwich, I think, is what we're going to have to do. But back to the Klansmen over there with that gang of racists in Virginia. You know how the Democrats are. Slavery and the Confederacy and the Klan and Jim Crow and standing in schoolhouse doors and interning the Japanese and the pointed white hats and the black face. And then, you know, you got one black guy in the mix and he's the rapist. So that's the problem. They all want to vacuum brains out. This all started because Ralph Northam, this is when this all started, with Ralph Northam talked about taking the infant, he referred to as the infant, after delivery, after being delivered, and then put it on the table over there, make him comfortable, or her, could be a her, or it could be in between, could be a Democrat. And then club it to death with a claw hammer a few minutes later after you have a discussion about it, decide whether you're going to keep it or not. Hey, wait, survived the abortion. Oops, darn. And you bring out the meat tenderizer. All right, took care of that one. Give me those chicken shears. So I woke up this morning. Well, I woke up this morning. I have a lot of songs in my head today. Then the Washington Post arrived at my front door, as it often does. And we have an excellent newspaper delivery guy. And here's the Washington Post. And they've got a story about Venezuela. It's a test of wills over aid. See, they think that we should be funding the failed socialist experiment in Venezuela because we're mean if we don't. And we've got to save the commies again, because that's what the Washington Post thinks. But that's the story in the middle of the front page. But their lead story, our top story tonight, their lead story is about the Klansmen over there. And Ralph Northam is his name. He is the pointed white hat. He's in the picture. He's the one in the pointed white hat. And he admitted it, and then he lied about it. He took back his confession, which I don't think he can do, but he did, because he's a Democrat, he can get away with it. And now, it was last Saturday that he held his press conference where he threatened to do the moonwalk, and his wife stopped him because she knew, even if he didn't, that he'd be the biggest idiot in the history of American politics if he had gotten up and done the moonwalk at this press conference as a reporter was almost tongue-in-cheek prompting him to do. That usually doesn't happen to Democrats, so that's fun stuff. But here's the headline in the lead story of the Washington Post today. Here it is. About the Klansman, Northam over there, the racist, who's the governor, the Democrat governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, which was the seat of the Confederacy. And here is the headline. Pressure to oust Northam is easing. Wow. Wait a minute. You mean all he had to do was kind of hide out for 6 days, and now the Washington Post says, you can stay. This is, you know what the headline should say? They say, you can stay. They can say, you don't have to resign. We're done. We gotten past it. The storm has passed. It's in your rearview mirror. And the Washington Post, in their lead story, front page A section, upper right-hand corner headline, pressure to oust Northam is easing. Boy, it is good to be a Democrat. Some fear for Virginia's image, comma, Democrats' gains. That's why the Washington Post is backing off, because they're trying to turn Virginia into a red state, and that means a commie state, and that means the Democrat Party. I don't call them blue, and I don't call conservatives red, because that's a subtle lie. It's a form of lying. It's a deception, and I don't engage in obvious deceptions. So, there it is. Pressure to oust Northam is easing, and they've got four typists from the party whipping this thing up for them. There are too many names to go into here. Embattled Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, D, appeared to be in a stronger position Thursday as the scandals engulfing the state's other two top office holders made it less likely he would be forced to step down during the General Assembly session. So there is. He wakes up today. He sees this, and he says, I'm in the clear. Woo-hoo. He's dancing around. He's doing the moonwalk. His wife says, it's okay. This is an appropriate circumstance. You can now do the moonwalk. So he's doing the moonwalk this morning and going, woo, hi, Tito. He calls his wife Tito in the morning. Nobody knows why. And he's moonwalking around the breakfast table because he's having such a good time, because the Washington Post says, take a walk. You got to pass. No problem. This is not a problem. You just keep your job, because, you got the Klan uniform and the moonwalk and the blackface confession and all of that. But we're all Democrats here. Come on. We know our history. We know the history of the party. We know we're the party of the Klan. We know we're not going to oust you just for wearing the old party uniform. It's kind of smells like team spirit. It's just good old fashioned Democrat Party fun. Wee-hee. Hey, Tito. Tito, is that you? So he can step down. Oh, there's another one, too. They've got another one, because that headline isn't enough. So the Washington Post had another headline here. And here's the other headline. That's the hard copy of the paper. Here, online story, Washington Post. Virginia Governor Northam, comma, isolated, comma, gets space to ponder his fate as Democrats absorb scandals. Meaning the news media and the Washington Post in particular, they're here to give him a pass. You get a pass on this. This is no problem. The Klansman stays, all right? The rapist, we still have to see about that. The blackface guy, he's good. He's good to go. Herring, the chief law enforcement in blackface, that guy, he's going to stay. That's no problem. He's good to go. And the rapist, well, we don't believe the women, especially black women, because you accuse Keith Ellison, two black women, of brutalizing them, and there are no consequences. You're a black woman, you accuse the lieutenant governor of Virginia of raping you at the convention it was 2004, so that's a while ago now, 2004 in Boston, the Democratic convention. It's not as long ago as Brett Kavanaugh's high school yearbook, where they talked about boofing. That was a big issue on Capitol Hill. But when you're a Democrat, you can rape, you can Klan, you can beat the women, you can be Bill Clinton, you can be John Edwards and cheat on your cancer-afflicted wife, and only the National Enquirer finds out about it. Oh, National Enquirer again. And the Washington Post, the New York Times don't. And it's good to be a Democrat. So, hey, Ralphie, you're good to go, baby. You got the green light from the Washington Post. Bezos is in your corner, pal. Pressure to oust Northam is easing. No problem. They're worried about long-term damage to the Democrat gains in Virginia at the Washington Post, so they're backing off. And Northam gets space to ponder. He gets space to ponder. Now, no lynch mob, no hanging from a tree, no demands, no stakeouts at his house with the news media and the cameras, no news media creating a media scrum to create the perception of a scandal, none of that. They're not staking him out, they're not following him around, they're not harassing him, they're not asking him questions. They're not doing their job, in short. They're not doing what they do with Republicans, because they are as corrupt as the day is long. And who typed this up? About seven of them typed it up. And they have like seven. So the richest man in the world, I think, is being taken advantage of by all these typists, because now they got richest man in the world. They got Gregory S. Snyder, Dan Balls, Laura Vozella, and Paul Kane. Four reporters on this one little press release for the Democratic Party. Extraordinary. This is, you know, it's like the DNC press, the Washington Post building should say DNC HQ on it. They're just spitting out press releases for the DNC. I haven't gone to the phones yet. We should go to the phones. I'm just kind of on a tear this morning. I came in and these things were making me laugh. These just amazing. 2 years of a crackdown, MS-13, murders are down, and Trump is the bad guy. And Obama is the hero in the Washington Post story. It's flippin' amazing. These guys are amazing. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Joe in Silver Spring, Maryland. Joseph, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
Hey,
Joe. Hear from you again. Thanks for having me on.
You bet.
I was just telling you, Screener, I just spent the last 41 years, going on 42 years in an industry, Steamfitters Local 602, that actually destroys the environment, according to critics. And we build everything that destroys it, power plants, air conditioning plants, everything you want to name it, heats and cools and electrifies the world.
Iron workers, steel workers, which Local 602 for who?
Washington, D.C.
But for which union?
Oh, Steamfitters.
Oh, Steamfitters. All right, that's what we were looking for.
Before.
Gotcha.
And we just had a natural gas plant put in down at Calvert Cliffs area, and they fought us tooth and nail over that, the environmentalists, the wackos.
There were snail darters. Were there snail darters or red-cocketed woodpeckers or something?
Actually, we had to take on the Sahara Club, one of the most powerful union lobby.
Wasn't there an insect?
Environmental lobbies in the world.
There was an insect or something in the way, wasn't there?
Probably something, but we got in their way.
Yeah, well, that's right. We can't get in the way of insects because...
But you know what the gas was for, Chris? It was for India and Japan to get off of the nukes, and for India to clean up their air. So these people oppose what's going to clean up the filthiest air in the world.
Well, they oppose nuclear power, which cleans up the air. They also oppose the third world.
Yeah.
They oppose lifting the third world out of poverty. They oppose lifting.
This is one of the most safest power plants ever built.
That's right. But they're against everything that makes sense. They're against everything generally.
Not air conditioning.
Well, not for themselves. Look, here's my proposal for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that she adopt her New Green Deal, her Green New Deal, that she adopt all of that, she not use cars, that she not air condition her home, that she not use airplanes. If she believes this is the blueprint for the future, then I believe she should adopt us to show us the light and the way, because she is the prophet of doom, but she's the prophet of the Democrat Party, who is leading all of us into the desert, I would dare say. And there will be 40 years of pre-Columbian civil war, I guess, is probably what it would lead to. These people are very seriously mentally disturbed. Joseph, thank you. Thank you very much for your contribution this morning. That's right. And India, you want to send, honestly, India, you know, there are people who live in squalor with no electricity, no clean water, no running water, with no nothing, because there's way too much everything there, and socialism in particular. And you want to bring the people of India into the 21st century, or even the 20th century, and the left is here to stop that. All right? You want to bring central China, western China, Mongolia. You want to bring electricity to people. You want to bring modernity to people, and lift people out of abject poverty. That's less than $1.90 a day or something like that. And the left is here to stop you. They want to stop you from lifting people out of poverty. They want to stop you from keeping grandmothers warm on cold winter nights, because they're saving the planet whether you want it saved or not.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Selling your home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make, and hiring the wrong real estate agent can cost you thousands. How do you know who to trust? Introducing HomeLight.com, the innovative solution that makes it easy to find the best real estate agent for you. Why? Because on average, top real estate agents sell homes 8 days faster and 9% above asking price. And that could mean thousands of dollars back in your pocket. The best part is HomeLight is 100% free, and it takes less than 2 minutes. Unlike some other real estate estate sites, agents can't pay to advertise on HomeLight. Instead, they use data from over 38 million home sales to recommend top real estate agents. With HomeLight, it's easy to find the top performer who can sell your home faster and for more money. If you're planning to sell your home this spring, now is the time to find the best real estate agent. Go to HomeLight.com/news to get started today. That's HomeLight.com/news. HomeLight.com/news.
Napa Know How.
Why get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge full synthetic motor oil for $28.99? Because that's a good price for high performance oil. And nobody wants mediocre performance. I mean, when's the last time your boss said here's a raise for being average? That's right, never. Castrol Edge full synthetic, just $28.99. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 2/28/19.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now.
800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep. And you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9970. Our New Start program could stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9970. That's 1-800-312-9970. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9970.
By the way, the MS-13 gang member that murdered another gang member on a subway platform in Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's district in Queens, New York, it turns out, is also an illegal stinking alien, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member shooting and murdering a guy, shooting him in the face and murdering him on videotape on a subway platform at about noon 45, shortly before 1 p.m. the other day, broad daylight homicide MS-13 illegal alien gang member. He has the Democrat Party in his corner. He has Hillary. He has Obama. He has Pelosi. He has AOC. He's got CNN in his corner. They're in his corner. He's an illegal alien gang member, and the Democrats are his support network. They want more of that. They like the status quo. Also, the ICE, Immigration Customs Enforcement, shut out of border talks on Capitol Hill, you know. The Democrats will not allow anybody from Immigration and Customs Enforcement to be involved in this. And you know what the Democrats' slimy, creepy, un-American trick is this time? This time, they'll say, well, we'll give you money for some border partitions. We won't call them walls. I'm transgender, by the way, and we're not going to pay for any walls. I'm sorry, I'm channeling a Democrat off of Capitol Hill. And we're not going to pay for any walls. But here's what they really want. And because they'll pay for some, they'll go down and tear them down themselves. They're demanding that there not be money for more beds in detention centers. Why would that be? Because they're creepy. Because they're oleaginous. Because they're slimy and dishonest. You know why? Why no beds? Because then you have to release them. Or they're going to say that you're war criminals committing human rights violations, which is what AOC was saying, and that other, jihadi Democrat, Ilhan Omar. Death to the Jews! May Allah awaken the infidels to the evil of the Jews! That's today's Democrat Party platform, as I understand it. They want fewer beds so that you got to release them. Otherwise, they're going to call you war criminals and human rights violators. That's one of their demands. They're not on our side. They're here to destroy, not to make things better.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.